this hour from townhall.com. Amit Kamatham. A Biden-appointed federal judge in D.C. is blocking, at least for now, the Pentagon's ban on transgender people in the military. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rejecting President Trump's call for the impeachment of certain judges.
In a rare statement of rebuke, the Chief Justice said, for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. Roberts issued his statement just hours after a social media post from Donald Trump, who described a federal judge as a troublemaker, agitator, and radical left lunatic who should be impeached. The judge had blocked deportation flights being carried out under an 18th century law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SpaceX, working with NASA, has safely brought home two astronauts. They had been stranded on the International Space Station for 9 months. No more press one for English, two for Spanish, three for whatever when you call the Department of Homeland Security. From now on, it's English only.
The move follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States. The administration says the reason is twofold. The cancellation of the contract with a translation service provider saves over $580,000. The English-only requirement encourages people to learn English. The president's order said, quote, speaking English not only opens doors economically, but it helps newcomers engage in their communities, participate in national traditions, and give back to our society, end quote. Tasha Stevens reporting.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to a partial Ukraine ceasefire. However, Ukraine and Russia exchanged intense fire once again overnight. A blinding dust storm in New Mexico, numerous highway wrecks and some injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 49 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at 295 at Route 100. Nothing major there, but there is a car stopped on the right shoulder northbound. Same area, not an impact right now for the traffic in that area. And then as we move south towards 295, 197, all the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Lanes are open and a good start. Most of the traffic, of course, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Stio, your home sold guaranteed. A 2021 conviction for gun possession did not prevent the Baltimore County Police shooting suspect from employment as a school teacher. Baltimore City school officials issued a statement saying their background check on 27-year-old Andrew Britt did not warrant a disqualification from employment. School officials say they stand by their decision and will continue to prioritize both safety and opportunity in hiring practices. They also acknowledge the seriousness of the charges against Mr. Britt and are collaborating with law enforcement. Britt's accused of shooting a police officer outside the Wilkins precinct last week. Baltimore County Police arrested two suspects in connection to a pair of armed robberies in Towson earlier this month. In both cases, the 17 and 19-year-old suspects held victims at gunpoint and demanded their valuables. Police say one suspect is a high school student, the other attends college. 19-year-old Emmanuel Robinson faces charges that include armed robbery, first-degree assault, and being a minor in possession of a firearm held without bond. The juvenile suspect is being charged as an adult. Well, up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, spring training results aren't supposed to matter, but don't tell that to Cade Povich. The slim man tossed five hitless innings last night against the Blue Jays as he and Albert Suarez continue to battle it out for the number five starter role. Birds beat the Jays 8-2 was the final, behind four home runs, including a pair from Ryan Mountcastle. Povich threw 81 pitches, struggled in the first, but sailed after that. Suarez allowed one run in five innings against the Tigers on Sunday, and with only four games left in spring training, these games may have been their final statements for the opening day roster. Caps were back on home last night in D.C. They were hosting the Red Wings, and it was a tight game. 3-1 Caps with 5:46 left.
Protas in full flight. Alexei Protas to his backhand. Well defended there. Still with the puck. Score!
Welcome to the 30-goal club indeed, Tom Wilson. Joe B. with the call on Monumental. A career year for Wilson as he hits 30. Caps score two in the final 5 minutes. And down the Red Wings 4-1 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's trim their roster, and Kobe Mayo is not a happy camper. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, March 19th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce has the next several days off. He'll be back with us on Monday. Coming up on the program here this morning, is it time for a statewide cell phone ban in Maryland public schools? Arguments for and against that. The judicial coup on President Trump is in full swing, even including the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. We have the details. But our top story of this hour is the governor's budget is still AWOL. And, in fact, we're getting ready to put it on a carton of milk. I'm putting Governor Moore's picture on the carton of milk because it's missing. And here we are, just, what, three, 4 weeks before the end of the session. Now, I expect the governor's budget will probably be submitted maybe by the end of this week, maybe next week. Who knows? But one thing he did tell us the other day is he was not going to support a broad business-to-business service tax in this budget. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost went down to Annapolis yesterday to grill some of those involved. And here's a little bit of a montage with Delegate Jesse Pippi, Senate President Bill Ferguson, and Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey.
We think there should be more cuts. And the majority party, the clock is ticking.
I feel... as good as I can feel about the legislative session.
But at the end of the day, I think everybody has kind of said you could probably do this with a minimum amount of tax increases.
How could you possibly feel good about this legislative session down in the Maryland General Insane Asylum? A $3.3 billion structural deficit. You're talking about record numbers of, what, $6.9 billion in fee increases, tax increases, et cetera. And these cuts that they claim that they're making, I'd love to see where they're going to be, whether they're just cuts in projected growth or whether they're actual cuts to state government. Frost grilled Ferguson over the budget.
On the broader question of whether there is an agreement on the budget, everyone will know when there is an agreement when we have a joint announcement. And, we're very close. It's important that we not put the cart in front of the horse and that we really kind of do our due diligence to make sure that all the details are in place and that the numbers work and that it's a sustainable budget that people buy into.
Did the governor put the cart before the horse with yesterday's announcement?
No, I think the governor has mentioned that we are in great, strong communication. And so we are having ongoing, very productive discussions. And so, I appreciate the governor, and we'll get there.
Yeah, that's really something, isn't it? We're having great, strong communication. Yeah, we're talking to each other. Boy, that's a real revelation there, I can tell you. What about that business-to-business service tax? Governor says no broad business-to-business service tax is going to be in this budget.
I think it's still in conversation.
Yeah, it's still in conversation. So they're still talking about, see, what other friends can we exempt? Let's see, we've already exempted legal services, but of course medical services are exempt automatically. But how can we exempt McCormick to make sure that they don't move out of the state? That's what they're probably trying to massage the deal right now. And again, what services, Frost continues to press Ferguson for an answer.
Can you give us any indication as to the list of services in which this would apply to?
I don't want to get too far in front of things, but we're trying to have a forward look at where industry will be most impacted by technology and how that impacts society and the workforce, and set up in this moment, find a way to have our tax system better reflect the modern economy.
Well,
What was that? What kind of answer or response was that? You can tell clearly Ferguson is uncomfortable with this whole budget thing. And I think it's much worse than they're letting on to. And we'll get into some of that here in just a moment. 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. So what do you think? You think we're going to get screwed, blued, and tattooed here by the Maryland General Insane Asylum with this final budget? I certainly think that's what's going to happen. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, time for an update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels right atop the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes southbound open. 95, pace is good. 895 looks good. Might have a brief delay starting to form after O'Donnell Street on 895. But otherwise, all the lanes are open. The big junction downtown is clear at 95 Russell Street and 395. Also, just made a quick check through Annapolis. Everybody's good. Westbound from Kent Island across the main span, Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge, and all the lanes are open as you move over to the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says gorgeous spring day today. Last day of winter, by the way. Tomorrow, spring arrives officially. Sunny and warm in 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers possible in the afternoon, 68. Friday, it'll be sunny but slightly cooler with a high of 57. Right now, it's clear 42 in Annapolis, 39 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Comedian Tracy Morgan became violently ill at the New York Knicks game and had to leave in a wheelchair.
Saw that.
He put a statement out that he's fine. He said, more importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I barf on the court.
That's nice.
So that's nice. Apparently the Jets and the Giants are asking him to see if he can barf on the field.
Come over to our side.
We're desperate for wins.
Front row seats.
That's right. President Trump is urging migrants to self-deport by using a new smartphone app. Trump is calling it Instagon. I think it might work. They did reverse that that CPB1 app that Biden had that they could make arrangements to come to the country. They reversed it for self-deportations.
They have an express lane.
Right.
It goes right out. Sure.
According to the American Kennel Club, the French Bulldog is the most popular breed for the third year running. It won't be that for much longer if they keep asking for the Statue of Liberty back, that's for sure.
That's true.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke with President Trump yesterday for 2 full hours on the phone. And apparently they're going to have the Ukraine peace talks in the Middle East sometime next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're told that Trump put Putin on hold once. And he heard the YMCA on the music on hold. New labor study out. 9 million Americans are holding down 2 jobs. That's how bad it's getting.
Like me.
And pretty soon, both those jobs will be taken by AI.
Oh, okay, good.
U.S. government. I don't think they could. Could they do AI traffic? I don't think they could. I mean, they could try.
Can.
I'm sure they could do anything.
Like,
won't be like the same.
Ways and different things. I mean, you know, they have their purpose.
Yeah. We have RI traffic, real intelligence.
You got to be kidding.
I was.
Let's not push the envelope.
U.S. government is set to release Prince Harry's secret visa files. The files will be heavily redacted, meaning they'll be impossible to look at, just like Meghan Markle's new cooking show.
Oh, God, how bad is that?
I've not watched it yet. I think Kristen said she did watch at least one episode. And she was just okay, average. Yeah. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, the NASA astronauts that were stuck aboard the International Space Station, splashed down yesterday after 9 months and are now back home.
Brace for splashdown.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
You know, there used to be when the capsule came down in the this was in the Gulf of America right off Tallahassee, right?
Right.
There used to be when the capsule came down, they hauled them right out of the capsule. And now they take the whole capsule and they bring it aboard like a little ship.
Yep.
And then they offload them from there.
Put it up in the nest and bring them out.
Now, is that the way they've always done it, or they've just done it here because 9 months up there, and they might have some medical issues?
No, I think they've been, SpaceX has been doing that since day one. They bring them on board, it's easier to take them off there.
All right.
Because if you remember, Gus Grissom, he got out of his capsule and the damn thing went to the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. It did. I think it's the only time that happened.
He blew the bolts off the door and the damn thing sank.
Elon Musk confirmed that he was offered to return the astronauts sooner, but was turned down by Chairman Joe for political reasons.
I'm only going to ask you one political question, just for clarification purposes only. I don't think this should really be a political night. I think this is...
Right.
You know, a moment where the country should celebrate the fact that you were able to rescue them, that it happened successfully in spite of the difficulty, the challenges, and the danger. But I just want to clarify on the issue of whether or not you had offered to send this rocket to space to rescue these astronauts sooner to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I heard somebody earlier today say, in fact, that didn't happen when I believe it did.
No, we definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons. And that's just a fact.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know, I guess, you know, they were embarrassed. Is that why? They were embarrassed that, of course, remember Boeing. Boeing is the one that took them up.
Yeah.
And they kind of blew it.
Well, and then Mark Kelly, who just said he's getting rid of his Tesla because Elon is an a-hole.
Yeah.
then they bring him on last night to talk about the landing. He wouldn't say anything nice about the fact that Elon went and got these people.
Well, Mark Kelly, a former astronaut, has become an a-hole because of his politics.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
very
respect.
Bitter.
Very bitter. And of course, his wife, Gabby Gifford, got
right.
shot in the face. And
yeah,
so
I'm sorry for her.
Yeah, I do. But again, so no matter what you think of Elon Musk, yesterday when I was looking at that, Chuck, and looking at this American technology.
Yeah.
Look at what has happened. A private space company went up there and rescued, astronauts who had been up there for 9 months. I mean, I don't care what your politics is. You have to be proud to be an American.
Exactly. And it was on his dime.
Yes. Just incredible.
So, you know, Mark Kelly, you know, I can't tell you what I was saying on the TV. But
I bet. All right. Well, coming up later on the show, we're talking about the Tesla terrorism that's going on right now. It is off the charts. All right. To Chuck, thanks. See you in a couple 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And coming up, we're still talking about the governor's budget is still missing in action.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that would personally fit it just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
You hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23 time once again on this Wednesday morning rush hour for the latest on traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here is Mammoth Johnson.
The west side outer loop delay, already there, already slowing. 795 is going to start right there, right at the end of the ramp from 795 coming onto the beltway. And already it's stop and go from there. And it really is not going to get any better till we clear the ramp at Frederick Road. Once we start down the hill from Frederick Road towards 95, we pick up the speed and you're good all the way to 95. And then down towards Washington Boulevard, the BW Parkway through there. Parkville side of the beltway still clear. That shows up usually around 7 o'clock or so on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, warm, and a high of 70 today. Nice spring-like day on the last day of winter. And right now, 41 and clear in Pikesville. And it is 41 in, of course, D.C. So it's our nation's capital. By the way, Ken says Scott Kelly, the twin brother of Mark Kelly, was on Fox with Brett Baer, who is a never-Trumper, and said the folks on the five, I guess on Fox, earlier were very wrong that Biden never denied Musk's offer. Well, first off, we heard it from Musk himself just moments ago that he said, for whatever reason, he offered and they declined. So we don't know the exact reason that Biden would decline, but so I guess Scott Kelly is trying to protect his brother, Mark Kelly, and it just, I don't know why you politicize something like this. It's just crazy. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, the little Dragon capsule is an amazing little piece of equipment, but that seal that's around that door that they enter in and out of has to be protected because they want to use it again. It's a very...
Yeah, I did see them yesterday attach something on that seal to protect it as they were exiting the capsule. So is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a protective plate on the seal.
So they're there to reuse it. That's the reason why they do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So previously capsules were pretty much one and done, I guess?
No. Those capsules get used over again.
No. I'm talking about the previous, NASA capsules that we were using for decades.
Oh, yeah, they were one and done.
Yeah. Yeah, but these, of course, are reusable, saving them a lot of money. And that's the private influence of Elon Musk versus the government one. Thanks, Mike.
What makes SpaceX so special is that everything that they do is exactly the same. So if they have a problem, they fix it on everything. As for NASA, even the five engines of Saturn's, each engine was different.
I did not know that. Wow, that's something new. So, yeah. Well, thanks for that. Appreciate the tip. It's Mike and Bel Air. So we talk about this governor's budget, and here's what the governor said yesterday at a business-to-business meeting in Frederick County. He said, quote, things like broad sales taxes and things like the sugar tax and soda tax, that will not be in the final judge because I will not sign anything that has them in there, end of quote. Well, here's the deal. The governor cannot sign it, and it can still become law if it passes both houses, FYI. The governor can veto the bill, and they can override it because they have the numbers. Or the governor can choose not to sign it, and it becomes law if passing both houses in the state of Maryland. So this might just be, I'm not putting my name to it because I want to be able to say I didn't sign it for my political future, but that doesn't mean that some level of this service tax won't be in there. And Delegate Jesse Pippy is saying that, look, there are a lot more things you can do to make sure the budget is balanced without punishing Maryland consumers and taxpayers.
I think they're in a straight panic situation. I think they're trying to figure out what would do the least amount of damage to them going into an election year next year.
Republicans are pushing for more cuts to the budget.
We think they need to go back to the drawing board, more cuts. It is what it is. The government has spent too much money, and we have to adjust.
Yeah, more cuts. Like the blueprint for the future. And by the way, coming up later on in the show, we're going to be outing some members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus that voted for Kerwin, for this unfunded mandate, for this incredible boondoggle, which is now going to cost us billions more. I'm wondering how they reconcile voting for Kerwin and now asking for it to be cut. Maybe it's buyers or voters' remorse or legislators' remorse. Who knows? But Kerwin needs to be cut or scaled back significantly. The red line to nowhere needs to be kiboshed, as they say. The Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022 should be, rescinded and so on and so forth. I do think that you could also look at, a hiring freeze. Forget about the 3,000 to 5,000 more state workers that Governor Moore has talked about. So implement a state workforce hiring freeze. And then I think you need to, you bring DOGE to the state of Maryland. And I guarantee you that Elon Musk and the Musketeers, as they're now being called, the Doge guys, they'll find ways, fraud and abuse and corruption, I'm sure, in the state of Maryland, which we've known has been around for a long, long time, if they're really serious about protecting the taxpayers and consumers here in the state. I want to protect your assets as you age, and sometimes, you miscalculate the retirement, how much of your money you need for to retire successfully. Some people are working longer now because they miscalculated. Sometimes the pandemic threw us for a loop. We had inflationary economy during the 4 years of Joe Biden. Well, that all is going to interfere with your household expenses, and you might want to consider the reverse mortgage. If you're 62 years of age, age or older and you own your own home, it is an incredible vehicle that was originally designed to keep seasoned citizens in their homes. And there's a lot of misconceptions about the reverse mortgage. That's why I recommend you call the reverse mortgage answer man, my good friend Mark McVeary. He'll sit down and answer all of your questions. All you have to do is call, make an appointment. No obligation at all. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. And Mark will come out to your household and answer your questions, your spouse's questions, your whole family's questions. If you like, call him today. 410-788-7070. It is 6:30. In for Bruce Elliott once again this morning for the news headlines. Here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A woman is dead after a Tuesday evening shooting in Baltimore Central District. Police say the shooting happened just before 6 p.m. in the 700 block of East Preston Street. The victim was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper body. She was pronounced dead a short time later. No word yet on a suspect or motive. Baltimore police have arrested a 17-year-old for attempted murder. That teen is accused of shooting a man in the 2800 block of Liberty Heights Avenue, April of 2024. Police say last week the teen was taken to central booking from the Juvenile Justice Center, where he was being held on unrelated charges. That teen is now charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder. And the Baltimore man convicted of killing his girlfriend's son has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 60 years suspended. Repeat violent offender Alan Geslicky stabbed 6-year-old Saren Addison to death at a home on Deering Avenue in 2024. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the murder of a defenseless child is one of the most horrific crimes imaginable, and there is no justification for such a heinous act. Bates says the sentence reflects this crime's severity and the devastating impact on Saren's family and the community. CASA of Maryland says it's time for lawmakers to end policies that allow local police to act as ICE agents. Several counties have signed agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that train deputies to serve and execute administrative warrants for people in their jails who are in the country illegally. CASA is calling on the state to pass the Maryland Values Act, which ends voluntary 287G agreements that allow local law enforcement officers to enforce federal immigration law. And a member of the Tuskegee Airmen will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery today. Shelton Ivan Ware was 101 years old when he died in September. He was a Maryland resident. Coming up, we'll check Traffic Plus, the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3068, the pick 48241. And now traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County Fire just pulling up at an alarm, apparently a dwelling fire here at Hartford Road in the area of Glen Arm Road. So local traffic heads up. Some equipment was also coming down from Hartford County to assist at the scene. So we'll keep an ear on that. The Old Harbor Tunnel now with delays, starting to get busy after the Urban Avenue ramp. We're moving, but it's already slow. 5 to 7 minutes right now. Southbound 95 still looks good. Your west side outer loop delay on the Beltway already there. 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. As the great Sean Casey likes to say, and he's right, it's only practice, but for Kate Povich, it's an audition. And the slim man put his best foot forward last night in spring training as the Orioles took on the Blue Jays.
Swing and a miss on the 2-2. Got him to chase the breaking ball. And it's a strikeout for Povich to strand a pair of runners.
Call on the MLB feed as Povich strikes out 5 and 5 innings of hitless ball. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays last night. 8-2 was the final behind 4 home runs. Spring numbers for Povich, 14 and 2/3 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts. Opponent batting average 167. His whip is 89. Yeah, it's only practice. But he and Albert Suarez neck and neck for the fifth starter role for Baltimore. Orioles trimmed their roster down by 7 yesterday, most notable among them. The cuts were two of the Birds' top prospects, infielder Kobe Mayo and catcher Sam Basayo. Mayo was not happy, saying he's proven everything he can at AAA, and this is a lose-lose situation. Manager Brandon Hyde countered with, Mayo must improve his strike zone discipline. Mayo struck out 22 times in 17 major league games a year ago and whiffed on 45.6% of his swings, according to StatCast. The Ravens catching the attention of national media outlets, Pro Football Focus and Pro Football Network, put the Ravens at number 1 in their post-free agency power rankings, citing the retention of talent and the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins, who fills a critical need for Baltimore.
You know, how I'm able to get open, you know, I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, you know, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, you know, contested catches. You know, I feel like that's been something that, you know, I've been able to excel in. And
Hopkins at his press conference over the weekend. NCAA tournament basketball last night got underway. The first four, it was Alabama State with a buzzer beater over St. Francis, 70-68, and University of North Carolina, weird to say them in the first four, drubbed San Diego State, 95-68 was the final. Caps back on home last night, on home ice in D.C., hosting the Red Wings. Tight game, 2-1 Caps, midway through the third.
Alexei Protas, outlets for Pierre-Luc Dubois, crisscrossing with Ovechkin through set. Dubois bolting in, fires, it scores!
Luc Dubois with the game untying goal, 2-1 at that point, 4-1. The Caps ended up winning. It was Alex Ovechkin. Of course, the chase continued, but he was held scoreless last night. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how about some Cold War hockey to talk about?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, you can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, but he sure does cover a lot of ground. There's no doubt about that. In his talks with Vladimir Putin, I'm sure you saw last night, they released the transcript or the...
They did a readout of the call.
Readout. And, of course, they talked about Ukraine, China, the Middle East, all that stuff, etc. They also talked about...
Hockey.
I think Putin brought it up. But, yeah, they talk about reviving the U.S.-Russia hockey rivalry,
right,
which I think would be terrific, pending a good outcome to these talks.
Yeah. And they're going to have a ceasefire and have a good outcome. But I think that's going to happen. And I think it looks like Putin has agreed to most of what has been proposed. We'll see if Ukraine signs off on it. But this rivalry goes all the way back to...
It goes back to 1980, but even before that.
Even before that.
Right.
There was the Russia... remember the basketball rivalry? Remember the game that was stolen from us?
Exactly.
In the Olympics.
Right.
Was that 72 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I think it was 72. And that was the first time that the U.S. had even lost an Olympic basketball game. But I remember back in the day when Detroit, when the Red Wings, so ironically, we're in D.C. last night, were the kings of the NHL. Almost all the players on the team were Russian players.
Yeah, remember Fedorov and Konstantinov.
Konstantinov, exactly.
Yeah,
I felt bad for that announcer.
But, of course, as Ovechkin gets close to retirement age, we think, we're not quite sure, but that'd be a big gun out of his lineup if that happens. Well, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see, because sometimes, you know, sports has a way to unify people.
So. I totally agree. I think it'd be great.
All right, we'll see what happens.
You got it.
Appreciate it. 6:30.
are 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So let me explain briefly. The Democrats' ideas aren't enough to excite the country as a whole. So, again, what they have to do is they always try to triangulate. They always run to the center in their campaigns, and then they govern from the far left. And, I mean, now the really far left, because Schumer wasn't always a radical progressive, but now he is. Hakeem Jeffries is a radical progressive. Pelosi. Remember, Dutch Ruppersberger was a moderate guy here in Baltimore County, and then he got to Washington and became a Pelosi puppet. So they always, you know, do that. And then the other thing that they do is they count on the judiciary as being part of their super legislature, if you will. They add the courts and the judges as to their active count of Democrat reps in Washington. We're seeing the same thing here with the kinds of radical activist judges that they have put on the bench. For instance, here's some headlines just in the last 24 to 48 hours. Obama judge says Doge likely violated the Constitution when it shut down USAID, orders Doge to reinstate employee access to systems. That's Judge Theodore Chuang, an Obama appointee. Another Obama judge, again, orders that block the Trump's transgender military ban. This is far-left activist Judge Anna Reyes. Again, these are district or federal circuit court judges. Judge Tanya Chutkan, who was a horrific J6 judge, she blocked Lee Zeldin from clawing back $20 billion from the Biden EPA slush fund. And so this has been going on now. I think there have been 119 rulings or something like that. It was more than all of the years of Joe Biden combined in just the last 59 days, in the last 2 months of the Trump presidency. And the latest is Chief Justice John Roberts, who I've always said I believe is compromised, took a rare opportunity to make public remarks rebuking President Trump for him calling that another Obama deep state protectee, Judge Boasberg, be impeached. And so Roberts basically said that jumped into action defending his friend and colleague, and I think that Boasberg, who is a deep state flunky, he's got some stuff on Justice Roberts. He defended him and said, no, he shouldn't be calling for impeachments. And we'll get into the precedent behind that in just a second. But here's what Trump told Laura Ingraham last night.
The Chief Justice said it was more than two centuries. We understood that impeachment was for very rare circumstances and not an appropriate response to rulings you disagree with. What's your reaction to the courts stepping in to make a statement here? They didn't make a statement when Joe Biden decided to forgive all those student loans.
Well, he didn't mention my name in the statement. I just saw it quickly. He didn't mention my name. But many people have called for his impeachment, the impeachment of this judge. I don't know who the judge is, but he's radical left. He was Obama appointed. And he actually said we shouldn't be able to take criminals, killers, murderers, horrible, the worst people, gang members, gang leaders, that we shouldn't be allowed to take them out of our country. Well, that's a presidential job. That's not for a local judge to be making that determination.
Yeah, so we'll get into that and exactly why Judge Boasberg is doing what he's doing, why Justice Roberts is defending him, taking sides, and why Justice Roberts was so quiet when it came to the weaponized lawfare that he watched happen. Of course, he did give the president immunity at one point because he realized that was going badly. And then what's happening now with this judicial activism and overreach? This is a judicial coup that is being sprung on President Trump. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
Slowing down the construction area northbound 95 in Harford County. They set this up almost every day. Right as the rush hour begins, they start to work. And they take a lane away from I-95 northbound, coming up to Route 24, 76-mile marker, already a little more than a half mile back up there. It's an active fire call out of equipment there, staging Harford Road in the area of Glen Arm Road. So local traffic, definitely a heads up for that. Parkville side of the Beltway filled in just a bit. The west side is already slow, 795 down through Frederick Road, and now the backups at both the tunnels. 895 is back to Erdman Avenue. 95 now, some brake lights as you're rounding the curve at O'Donnell Street. Right now we're in the area maybe 7 to 10 minutes at the most southbound, barring any new problems. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and warm today. It is going to feel spring-like on the last day of winter. Full spring starts tomorrow, so we're looking at sunny. So maybe some cloudy scattered showers tomorrow, 68. Cooling down a little bit on Friday, sunny and 57. Right now, it is 42 in Annapolis and 40 in the city of Baltimore. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Doggy. Bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon.
Bacon.
Olive Garden enthusiasts have something special to savor as the popular restaurant chain announces the return of its beloved buy one, take one meal deal.
Oh.
After a 5-year hiatus. So that starts March the 24th, so that's this coming Monday, runs until May 4th. You can get two meals for the price of one, offering a delicious deal for those eager to feast both at the restaurant and at home. So if you like, you have your favorite meal, can't decide which one, you can order one right there in the restaurant and eat it, take the other one home. Buy one, take one at Olive Garden. Sort of like Chuck's mantra, going all the way back to his days in Irvington at Neptune's.
You know, buy one, take one.
That's right.
Somebody else's order sitting there. Come on, see it.
Buy one, stuff one. I've seen you do that before.
Stuff one. Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Yeah. Shaq is bringing his big brand to possibly the biggest convenience store, Shaquille O'Neal's Shaqalicious XL Gummies, has partnered with 7-Eleven to create the Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee. It's huge, too, by the way. It's a big, of course, you get the big drink, any size Slurpee drink, and then you get the Shaqalicious XL Sour Pineapple Slurpee flavor, and a 6-pound ounce bag of gummies as well to go with it.
Wow.
Hey, just in time for March Madness, Chuck, the Dunkin' Bucket is here.
Uh-oh.
KFC includes two pieces of KFC's original recipe tenders, 5 mashed potato poppers, fries, a dip cup, and 2 gravy dip cups as well with your choice of 5 different sauces. And they come with a little like a platter on top that you can put your sauce packages in and just rotate them.
Yeah.
And just dunk
What's a mashed potato popper?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
A mashed potato popper. I guess it's a fried piece of mashed potato.
Okay.
Yeah, like a jalapeno popper.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it. So the Dunkin' Bucket available now at KFC. Get out there just in time for March Madness, which gets underway tomorrow.
Yep.
Fill your bracket out yet?
Are you kidding?
You don't do a bracket?
No.
No.
I watch when they get down to the last four. I like it then. But
oh, the final four. That's when you watch.
Yeah.
That's the last weekend.
But it's still on at 9 o'clock at night, so I can't see it.
That's true. But you can keep track of it.
I don't bet on it. I know guys that go out of their minds on these things, you know.
yes, they do. Guys like Gary Stein. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate there. That. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning. There's no one more racist than Woodrow Wilson. Why not change the bridge to the Tuskegee Airmen Memorial Bridge?
Yeah, I'm wondering how Woodrow Wilson escaped the renaming fad that was going crazy with tearing down of statues and the renaming of schools and bridges, etc. Yeah, but he was the first real progressive president, and you're right, he was stone cold racist. Some would argue that Teddy Roosevelt was actually the Bull Moose Party was a progressive movement. But yeah, Woodrow Wilson, you'd like to see it named after the Tuskegee Airmen, right?
Yeah, and one other question. How does Chuck always miss work when he only drinks 2 dog beers at a time?
That's a great question. Thanks, Kurt, for the question. Appreciate that. So John Roberts
He has not called out all of this lawfare against President Trump. He hasn't called out all this judicial activism and overreach. Let's face it, this is, they have three articles. You've got Article 1, which is Congress. They write the laws. Article 2 is the president, the executive branch. All powers vested in the president and the executive branch. He basically executes, makes sure the laws that have passed are executed properly. And if there's ever a dispute, then Article 3 is the judicial branch, which comes into play. But they're only supposed to rule on if something is constitutional or not. And in this particular case, and we're talking about the 1802 Jeffersonian reforms as well here in just a second, but Justice Roberts appointed Boasberg to be the presiding judge of the FISA court. And in the aftermath of the Justice Department manipulating the FISA court to attack President Trump, Chief Justice Roberts needed Boasberg to protect the FISA court. As a result, Boasberg, an Obama appointee, sat at the epicenter of the worst, the absolute worst D.C. judicial decisions ever, including the precedent forcing Mike Pence to testify at a grand jury against the accused President Trump. That was Boasberg that did that. That was Boasberg that sat and watched as FISA warrants were falsified. That was Boasberg after Kevin Kleinsmith, the only guy ever in the entire FISA Russia collusion hoax ever was, he basically slapped him on the wrist. No jail time, no fines whatsoever. Kind of wiped the slate clean for him. So, again, Boasberg is a protector of the deep state. And now that makes Chief Justice Roberts one and the same as well. Very bad news there. And Laura Loomer has uncovered an enormous, enormous taxpayer-funded conflict of interest involving the Judge Boasberg and his family. We're talking about massive corruption here, so we'll get into that maybe a little bit later on in the show. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You know, Rescue Natural Supplements, the rescue, of course, Oracine, developed by Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, cardiologist, who is, again, heart healthy. It is going to help regulate your blood pressure. It is going to help your cells. It's actually fuel for your cells. It's called, it's adenosine triphosphate is what, you know, is gas for our cells. And it's going to make sure that your cells in your body and or entire body is made up of cells, brain cells, heart cells, skin cells, you name it. And that your cells are going to be able to repair themselves properly and operate efficiently. You know, the process of aging is cellular death. So some might also argue that, hey, Oracine might be considered an anti-aging formula as well. And right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy. It's great for sustainable energy all day long. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or order online, res-q.com. The coupon code, again, is MyEnergy.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Yeah, the radical judge trying to stop President Trump from deporting dangerous illegal alien murderers, rapists, terrorists, just got loomered. And she reports that his daughter and his brother and others have been basically eating from the government trough. We'll have the details coming up shortly. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brake lights now, 95 south, coming down from the Hartford County, or make that from the Baltimore City, Baltimore County line, coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now the morning delay, just like we had yesterday, you're going to brake light in that area, and you're going to be on the brakes right around Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. All it is heavy traffic. All four lanes are open up ahead, but the morning backup has begun, and that's going to mean 895 will take a hit as well. They're going to be slow beginning Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road, going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Minor wreck reported. Should be on the shoulder on the Parkway northbound right at the Beltway in Anne Arundel County. You might see that if you're coming up from the airport. And keep in mind the construction delay now is northbound I-95 in Harford County. Delays begin at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
All right, 6:54, and the Weather Channel forecast is going to be sunny and warm today and a high of 70 on the last day of winter. It's certainly going to feel like spring, and right now it is 40 and clear in Pikesville, 39 in Ellicott City. The next big debate, of course, here in the state of Maryland is whether or not there should be a statewide ban on cell phones in schools. And I think it's interesting because Howard County, and I think there are several other counties that have a pilot program where cell phones are either kept in a separate location or put in the locker room, not allowed to use them during the school day in class. And I think the state of Florida, if I'm not mistaken, already in other states, I think like 13 other states have banned them in the use in schools. And I'm kind of conflicted on this whole thing. And we'll get to that in just a second. But right now, the pilot programs are showing that there are some results, that the children are paying more attention in class and that their grades are getting better in some of these pilot programs. Attendance is better. Performance in the classroom is getting better. So there is some merit to the argument that they're too distracting while they're in class. And here's Dr. Miriam Rogers of Baltimore County, the superintendent of Baltimore County Schools, talking about the cell phones in schools.
The research is clear on cell phone use for students in schools having a profound impact on their mental health and well-being.
And that goes both ways. I mean, you could... It does have an impact negatively and positively. We'll get into that. But our good friend, Delegate Nino Mangione, he is looking at this. He introduced a bill. It's not going anywhere that would like to see a more strict of a crackdown on the cell phones in schools.
Cell phone usage in our schools has become a concern across Maryland.
Yeah, it has, and that's why we have these pilot programs. But he's also, in his bill, he would like to see them prohibited from being used in the classroom.
This bill, it simply requires that local board of educations to adopt a policy prohibiting the students from using a cell phone during school hours.
So here are my thoughts. Again, when my children were going in schools, in middle schools, elementary schools, cell phones were out, but they didn't have one until they got to be a certain age. And it wasn't in middle schools or elementary school. Believe me, in high school, it was a different story. I mean, they had iPods then, if I'm not mistaken. That was just a music device, right? They didn't have all these. They had flip phones back then. So, and I also, as a parent, here's where I come down on this thing. It is my responsibility to make sure that I let my children know, if I give you that cell phone and you take it to school, you don't open that phone in a classroom. And if I find out from your teacher or anybody else that you're opening up that phone and it's distracting you in class, I will take it and you won't get it back. It's not for the school, I think, to ban the cell phones. It's a parent's role to do that. It's not government's role to tell us what we can and can't take to school. And I think if somebody's using it in an abusive manner, sure, the school should take it. And so on and so forth. But I just think that there are times, especially when you look at it, with these school shooter situations, since we're not so interested in protecting our children while they're at school, because we really don't have many schools that do that from school shooters, I would like to know as a parent if, you know, that they're okay. If there's something that happens to them or to their school, I would like to know as soon as I can that my child or children are okay in school. And so that's where I'm coming down on this. And I just was curious whether you think government should do this. Should government come in and ban cell phones? Or should parents, once again, be responsible for their children's use of their cell phones while in school? Melissa's in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say I'm teaching almost 29 years, and I taught before cell phones. 100% they need to be out of the classroom. It is no doubt, not only do studies show it, but the anecdotal data from us as teachers. The problem is that the administrators and parents will not support any sort of consequence. So there's a policy in place, but there's no consequence.
So what is the policy? We have about 30 seconds. What is the policy that's in place?
The policy is no cell phones at all in class.
Right.
But if a student has a cell phone out, it's give them a warning, you know, then do this, then do that. And so by the time you get through all of those steps, you've wasted now 10-15 minutes of class time.
I'm running short on time, but thanks for the call weighing in. Look, the first time a student whips out a cell phone in class, you take it. That should be the policy.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some judges continue throwing roadblocks in the way of Trump administration efforts to trim the size and the cost of the federal government. Now it's a Maryland federal judge temporarily blocking DOGE from dismantling USAID. Presidents Trump and Putin have a deal on the Russia-Ukraine war, but technically speaking, it is not a ceasefire.
During their lengthy phone call, the two leaders agreed to an immediate pause in strikes against energy infrastructure. But Putin stopped short of backing a broader 30-day stoppage. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he's open to any proposals that lead to a sustainable and just peace. But he stressed the need for full transparency in discussions.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. More Israeli airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza overnight. The Israeli military says it took out a terrorist rocket-launching base in northern Gaza, and some boats off the coast were also hit. Some Israelis object to the renewed military campaign, saying it puts the remaining hostages in Gaza in even greater danger. Amid questions about who is behind it, who's funding what could be an organized campaign, Tesla dealerships in various places continue to be targeted by vandals. The FBI's Spencer Evans is in Las Vegas.
And specifically to those who might think that something like this is justifiable or potentially even admirable, we want to let you know it's a federal crime. We will come after you. We will find you and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. I encourage anyone that's considering something like this to seriously reconsider.
Some Tesla owners have also suffered damage to their vehicles. President Trump making good on another of his campaign promises. Unredacted files relating to the 1963 assassination of President Kennedy have now been released. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 38 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free. free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 7:03 at WCBM with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The backups now, both the Harbor Tunnels pretty solid and definitely being delayed. Just the normal heavy traffic, but even 895 now is backing up towards Pulaski Highway, which we said it would because 95 is already backed up almost to the city-county line. Right now, if you're in the tail end of those backups, 895 and 95, 20 to 25 minute delays trying to go through all of that. Everybody's moving, but you're going to have to deal with it right now, or again, 20 to 25 minute delays there. Parkville side of the Beltway, a little heavier at Hartford Road. The west side, stop and go 795 to Frederick Road. And again, that's the normal delay through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police arrested two suspects in connection to a pair of armed robberies in Towson earlier this month. In both cases, the 17- and 19-year-old suspects held victims at gunpoint and demanded valuables. 19-year-old Emmanuel Robinson faces charges to include armed robbery, first-degree assault, and being in possession of a firearm. He's held without bond. The juvenile suspect is being charged as an adult. A woman is dead after a Tuesday evening shooting in Baltimore. Police say that shooting happened just before 6 p.m. in the 700 block of East Preston Street. The victim was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper body. She was pronounced dead a short time later. A Montgomery County official wants to give federal workers the first chance to be hired for open county positions. County Council Vice President Will Jawando says the bill introduced yesterday would allow recently fired federal workers a chance to be considered earlier in the hiring process. He believes those workers deserve a higher priority because they were targeted by the Trump administration. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The slim left-hander continues to battle the burly right-hander for the number five starter's role in Baltimore. And yesterday, the slim lefty put up his best pitch forward, talking about Kate Povich tossing five hitless innings against the Jays. Last night in an 8-2 Oriole win, opponents batting 167 this spring against Povich, catching the attention of manager Brandon Hyde.
That was really encouraging. He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup that's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So
Hyde's comments coming after an earlier start against the Pirates. Suarez will see action one more time before camp breaks. A sidebar, Ryan Mountcastle with a pair of home runs last night. The first baseman now with five in 35 trips in spring. Birds making seven cuts yesterday. Kobe Mayo, Sam Bisaio among them. Mayo not happy about another trip to Norfolk. We'll talk more about that at 7:30. NCAA tournament got underway last night with the first four, and right off the bat, a buzzer beater got us in motion.
3.4 seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
It's all for it all.
Simpson home run play to deflection. Oh! .7
left.
Andrew Catalan with the call on True TV. Amar Knox flicks it in as Alabama State beat St. Francis 70-68 and North Carolina drubbing San Diego State last night 95-68. Coming up in 30 minutes, the pressure builds on Kevin Willard. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Bruce has got the day off. He'll be back with us on Monday. Coming up this hour, we're going to name some names. Maryland Freedom Caucus members who actually voted for the blueprint for the future. The Kerwin boondoggle, the unfunded mandate that's now going to cost us even billions more. Maybe that's why they formed the Freedom Caucus, to erase their mistake. Also, a school forcing a young girl to undress in front of a biological male who is identifying as a girl. And what one parent had to do to stand up for her daughter. Just an amazing story. A top story here, though, is once again, when the left doesn't get what they want, they use the judiciary to slow or thwart the agenda of President Trump, this judicial coup we talked about last hour. The other tactic that they use is violence. And we've seen it during the Antifa summer, during the George Floyd summer, during the BLM summer, where they went on a destruction and rampage, $2 billion worth of damage, 26 deaths, and very few arrests. And they were allowed to, I mean, just imagine if they applied the same laws and rules they went after the J6ers on, where we'd be today. But the latest is the Tesla terrorism, that's what I'm calling it, that is now being seen across the country from Seattle. Multiple dealerships aflame. Multiple vehicles destroyed in an arson attack at a Tesla service center in Vegas yesterday morning. We also have seen multiple vehicles on fire in Seattle, in other major cities, in other Tesla dealerships. We also have seen, because, you know, Teslas, I guess these idiot leftists don't understand there are cameras on Teslas. And they're catching all sorts of people keying the side of their car, of the Tesla car. And we're watching these idiots like Sheryl Crow and Mark Kelly and, who was it, Elvira and others. They've already bought the car, but they're turning it in because they're opposed to Elon Musk. Because he cares about America. He doesn't want America to go bankrupt. He wants America to get its financial house in order. But if you associate with Orange Man Band in any way, shape, or form, you are persona non grata to the left because they have Trump derangement syndrome. Elon Musk says, this guy's a genius. He's a genius of our time. Look at Tesla. Look at SpaceX. Look at Neuralink. Look at, I'm not a fan of that, but it is an amazing technology. Starlink. All the things that he has done, you know, he could be considered sort of kind of the Einstein of our time. And then now he's being vilified because he's trying to make America great again. Here's what he told Sean Hannity last night.
Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything harmful. I've never done anything harmful. I've only done productive things. So I think we just have a deranged... there's some kind of mental illness thing going on here, because this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. Well, it does make sense if you understand the left, and the left is they have a radical, violent component, and they never get called out. by the leaders of the left, by the Chuck Hugh Schumers and Hakeem Jeffries and the AOCs of the world. They just quietly smile and look the other way. That unhinged goon that's setting multiple Tesla vehicles on fire. By the way, radical leftists have launched a chilling website where they're doxing private Tesla owners across America with a Molotov cocktail used as a cursor. And so, and Musk basically issued a reply saying, encouraging destruction of Teslas throughout the country is extreme domestic terrorism. Now, I understand Cash and Bongino just got put in place, and Pam Bondi. Where is the FBI on this? Where it, again, you don't have time to sit on your hands here. You have to act, and you've got to start making examples of people that are, these are acts of domestic terrorism. If local cities like Seattle and Vegas and these other blue cities, if they won't punish this domestic terrorism, then the federal government must do it. Up next, we're going to, Natalie Winters over at War Room has brought some receipts on who's organizing these Tesla protests like we see right up the road in Reisterstown Road in Pikesville. And the latest thing is swatting of conservatives. That also needs to be addressed by the FBI director and his deputy director as well. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're still good through Annapolis. It looks fine at the Bay Bridge. And now we're over here at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. And all the lanes are open. The pace is good both directions between there and the ramps at I-97. The morning backup, not quite there yet, but we're getting busy now. I-97 right at the ramp at Route 32. So within the next 15, 20 minutes or so, that normal backup will be there as you're heading south towards 178. Both the tunnels backed up again today. It's become the normal delay again, backed up to the city-county line, both on 895 south and on 95 south. Delays are 20 to 30 minutes right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It's the last day of winter. Going to feel like spring. Sunny, 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers possible, 68. Cooler on Friday. It's sunny and 57. And right now, we're 40 in Owings Mills, 40 in Columbia. And time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, the big story yesterday is President Trump's call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We have a readout of the call provided by the White House. They both spoke and agreed there's a need for peace and ceasefire in the Ukraine war. They agreed the conflict needs to end with a lasting peace. And they wanted and expressed improved bilateral relations between the U.S. and Russia. They said the peace will begin with an energy and infrastructure ceasefire, as well as a technical negotiation on implementation of a maritime ceasefire in the Black Sea, full ceasefire, and then a permanent peace. These negotiations will begin immediately next week in the Middle East. They also talked about the Middle East being, and they needed more cooperation regionally to prevent future conflicts, Iran, Syria, etc. So, again, look, Putin came in with his conditions. You know, he doesn't want to see, obviously, Ukraine be part of NATO. I think he wants to keep that Black Sea port available to the Russian fleet. They're still negotiating how that is going to happen. They want America to stop providing all weaponry right now during the ceasefire, which I don't think we're going to do because Russia could rearm and then the Ukraine would be left defenseless. So we'll see how it happens. It's at least off on the right foot. Judge Boasberg, we talked about last hour, trying to get planes to turn around when Trump was deporting radical, violent murderers and gangbangers back to their home countries. Who does this guy think he is? Yeah, he was not elected president of the United States, and Trump reacted to Judge Boasberg.
He actually said we shouldn't be able to take criminals, killers, murderers, horrible, the worst people, gang members, gang leaders, that we shouldn't be allowed to take them out of our country. Well, that's a presidential job. That's not for a local judge to be making that determination.
Yeah, and astronauts that were returned safely by Elon Musk and SpaceX, again, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they, of course, splashed down safely yesterday, and last night he told Laura Ingraham, Biden just left them up there.
Biden left them up. He abandoned them. You know, we could have done this sooner, but Biden didn't want to because he was embarrassed by what happened. So they were up there. They were supposed to be there for a few days. They were there for many months.
And then as to deportations, already 32,000 criminal illegal aliens have been deported in the Trump administration, and the border encounters have basically crawled to almost none. I mean, when you look at it statistically, and that was a discussion last night with Laura Ingraham.
You need about 60,000 a week to hit 12 million. But should the American people tonight believe that only criminals are going to be deported, only the worst of the worst?
They're going
or
first.
Anyone,
yeah.
Anyone who's here illegally, who came here illegally, should self-deport and then try to come back?
They're going first. The hard-line criminals, and we're finding them. But obviously they're going first, and we'll go through the process. And I don't believe it's 12. I think it's 21 million people, by the way. I really do. I think it's 21, including so-called gotaways. Nobody has any idea.
Yeah, well, Ingraham was parroting, regurgitating a left's talking point. You're going to need 60,000 to get to the 12 million. You can't possibly deport all of them, you know, et cetera. Look, Trump is... there's a lot of damage that has been done in 4 years, and it's not going to happen. It's 60 days, for God's sake. 60 days. They've gotten 32,000 criminal illegal aliens out of this country. That is making America safer by the minute. And Trump went on to say that, look, what we're doing at DOGE, this is the fraud, waste, and abuse they're finding is just staggering.
Look at the fraud that we've caught. We've caught so much fraud, so much waste, so many employees that never showed up to work. And we have a judge from a very liberal state who ruled like that. So bad for our country.
It is. And he says, this is the thing I think that scares the left the most. And we'll hear from Harriet Hageman a little bit later on in the show regarding exactly what they have found at the Department of Education. But where did the money go?
The Democrats always talk about, oh, our Constitution's been violated. The one thing they never talk about is, where did these billions of dollars go? They never want to look. Because when you see where the money went and the scams, you don't even have to see anything. Just look at the heading.
Yeah, just look at the heading. Trump's tariffs are saving the American steel industry. That according to the Steel Manufacturers Association. So, again, if we're not going to be building things, we're going to be reliant on other countries. Remember when we were reliant on China for all the PPP stuff? We don't want to be ever in that situation again. We don't want to rely on India and China for our pharmaceuticals. We don't want to rely on anybody else for our steel, like Japan or anybody else. Just in case, we need to bring it all home and build it here. That's where the tariffs are going to help. That far-left NPR reporter who hit Trump in the face with a boom mic has gone radio silent. She's now disappeared and scrubbing her social media. And Trump, my old employer, the Voice of America, has they're going to basically shut it down because the VOA, which was I worked under right up until Reagan was inaugurated, was to basically broadcast American values, American freedom and liberty worldwide. It had become a propaganda device. It was pushing woke, divisive propaganda. And, of course, Trump ordered the media outlet, the VOA and the RFE, Radio Free Europe, to be eliminated to maximum effect. And here's some good news. NBC News, 36% of Americans now consider themselves MAGA, part of the MAGA movement. That's the highest number ever recorded. The greatest political movement in history continues to gain strength under President Trump, 59 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Up man on the- things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic, weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck on the Beltway for the traffic on the outer loop. It's underneath the bridge at I-70. The initial report said one of our listeners also thought that it was in the left-hand lane, at least crowding the left-hand lane. A lot of construction also right there. So maybe Chart, if they could just turn that camera at Dogwood Road to the south, we could see it and confirm it. But I can confirm one thing. It backs up right here from I-70 Security Boulevard. It's backed up all the way past the ramp at 795. So when you get south of Windsor Mill Road, just to make sure, try to stay to the center and the right as you're going underneath I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says sunny and 70 today on the last day of winter. And right now it is 39 and sunny in Ellicott City, 41 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. We're talking about the radical violent left and how I think Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino et al. Need to hold a press conference ASAP and announce that any, this isn't just vandalism that we're talking about. This setting Teslas on fire in whole numbers of cars and dealerships, targeting Tesla owners with Molotov cocktails, doxing their. This is not just vandalism. This is domestic terrorism. And that if local authorities refuse to prosecute these individuals, that the feds are going to come in then and charge them with domestic terrorism. And I think you need to make examples. That's number one. Number two is that a number of people that I know, Sean Farish, the Trump impersonator, Juanita Broderick, remember the one that was allegedly raped by Bill Clinton, and other conservatives have been swatted. And you know what that is? That's when they call and say there's somebody. I think Cat Turd is another one on X that has been swatted, and other conservatives. And they call, basically say there's somebody in the house that's bleeding out. They need attention. There's a shooter. There's somebody that's being killed. And they call the police, and they report on this, and there's nothing wrong. So they're hoping that by doing that, the police show up, and there's some kind of confrontation, and they'll get injured, maybe killed on both sides. I don't think they care about the police either. That's putting police at risk. That should be treated like they treat bomb threats. People that make false bomb threats. That should be treated in the same vein. And I think Patel, Bongino et al. Need to address that as well. We need to stop this, again, the domestic Tesla terrorism, this swatting, and so on and so forth. Now to the who's funding the Tesla protest. Natalie Winters over at War Room is bringing the receipts. A Soros-funded group, Indivisible, is paying far-left activists to protest at Tesla dealerships like right up the road here in Pikesville on Reisterstown Road. They're out there almost every weekend. Thank God there's been no problem as of yet. I hope there isn't. But don't you wonder when you start seeing these pre-fab signs, the manufactured signs, the printed signs and things like that, who's paying for all this? Well, Natalie has found that the Soros group behind it is something called Indivisible. They have a reimbursement program so that if you protest over at Tesla, they have a form now requesting reimbursements for standard costs such as venue fees, AV equipment, food, drinks, promotional materials, travel costs, printing costs. So if you have a group, you can request up to $200 per congressional recess for these actions. They say keep your itemized receipts and invoices for your purchases. Investigative reporter Paul Sperry also discovered the power couple behind these violent protests. Her name is Leah Greenberg, and she's married to Ezra Levin. They are both Jewish activists, radical left-wing activists. They have a $12 million war chest thanks to a $7 million donation from George Soros. And Leah Greenberg is, I believe, from Montgomery County. They're paying out lots of money for their rent-a-mobs at Tesla dealerships all over the country. So you can see Soros at all behind this group. But you can look them up. You can put them in a search engine and look up Indivisible. That is the name of the group. And they are radical, rabid, never-Trumpers. And they are funding, in some cases, violent protests across the country. They now need to be investigated by the Justice Department as well as the FBI. For encouraging these kinds of... Now, if you want to encourage a peaceful protest, I'm all for it. That's what the First Amendment's all about. But some of these now are devolving into violent protests where you have people taking things too far and setting Tesla dealerships on fire, doxing Tesla owners with a website that uses a Molotov cocktail as its symbol, and now, of course, swatting people, putting police and folks in danger because some of these calls are coming in the middle of the night. And can you imagine the police? In most cases, they knock politely. In some cases, based on the nature of the call, they bust your front door down. And imagine if you're a homeowner and you think you're being, a home invasion. And you take out your firearm to defend yourself and oops. Imagine this needs to be put down right now. And hopefully Cash, Dan, and Pam we'll get the message. 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. In for Bruce. Once again, here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. These news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. A 2021 conviction for gun possession did not prevent the Baltimore County Police shooting suspect from employment as a school teacher. Baltimore City school officials issued a statement saying their background check on 27-year-old Andrew Britt did not warrant a disqualification from employment. School officials say they stand by their decision and will continue to prioritize both safety and opportunity in hiring practices. They also acknowledge the seriousness of the charges against Mr. Britt and are collaborating with law enforcement. Britt's accused of shooting a police officer outside the Wilkins precinct last week. More sex abuse lawsuits filed by former students of the McDonough School in Owings Mills. A dozen students who attended the private school between the 60s and the 80s allege they suffered sex abuse at the hands of the school's former dean, a former Spanish teacher, and two other faculty members. This is the fifth lawsuit filed against the school. An Aberdeen man has been sentenced to 60 years behind bars for killing a man at a Belcamp McDonald's. Jibril Ramatoule shot and killed 19-year-old Sebastian Nokar at that restaurant on Riverside Parkway, April of 2024. Ramatoule was convicted in November following a four-day jury trial. He was on probation at the time of that murder for a felony, first-degree assault in 2018. He received a sentence of 13 years, but a judge suspended it. And Baltimore police arrested a 17 19-year-old for attempted murder. The teen's accused of shooting a man on Liberty Heights Avenue in April of 2024. Police say last week that teen was taken to central booking from the Juvenile Justice Center, where he was held on unrelated charges. He's now charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder. Coming up, we'll check traffic, plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteo.com and start packing.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 068 and the pick 4 was 8241. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the beltway that was underneath I-70, they pushed the vehicles down to the right shoulder before the bridge at Crosby Road. So now they're looking at that as they're going south. But all the lanes are moving once again. And then in the meantime, we're still backed up even beyond the ramp at 795. 795, you'll have a problem as well. I don't know what State Highway was doing just now. They pulled up and they were either doing some work or they had an incident there. Right lane on the inner loop right at the ramp at Security Boulevard. They've moved away from there. And I'm seeing if I can find them going north up towards Windsor Mill Road. But for right now, that backup on the inner loop is getting better. They were there long enough to create a little bit of a backup in the right lane. The outer loop is hurting back towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Ryan Mountcastle with a pair of dingers last night, and Cade Povich goes 5 scoreless, continuing his pitch for opening day as the Birds beat the Blue Jays 8-2 was the final. Birds also doing some spring cleaning yesterday, trimming 7 from the roster, including an unhappy Kobe Mayo, and catching phenom Sam Bisaio, who left a mark this spring, especially with his bat.
Look at this one. How far is this going? Huh. Samuel Bisaio just hit one of the farthest home runs you'll see here. An absolute monster blast to right.
That it was. Call on the MLB fee. That blast coming in an earlier spring game against the Pirates. MLB regular season play this morning in Japan continues. Dodgers lead the Cubs 5-1 now in the fifth. Enrique Hernandez with a 3-run shot for L.A. Ravens catching the attention of national media outlets. Both Pro Football Focus and Pro Football Network putting the Ravens at number one in their post-free agency power rankings in the NFL, citing the retention of Ronnie Stanley and Pat Ricard and the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on his roster-building philosophy in general.
It's always going to be an allocation of resources and where you spend your money every year. There's different schools of thought, but you've got to be physical. We've always prided ourselves on being a physical football team that can stop the run, run the ball, protect the quarterback.
NCAA tournament got underway last night. The first four saw Alabama State beat St. Francis at the buzzer and Carolina taking care of San Diego State. Tonight, the Mount St. Mary's takes on American, and Texas will be at Xavier after that. Friday afternoon, the Terps spring into action with a 4:35 p.m. encounter with the Antelopes of Grand Canyon University. Head coach Kevin Willard at the mic saying his team, his program, ready for what's to come.
you know, I like where this program is. I love where the program's going. I love the kids we have in it. March doesn't necessarily define that, but we definitely want to take on March.
All begins at 4:35 on Friday afternoon. Caps were refreshed last night, home after a three-game California road swing. They hosted the Red Wings.
Alexei Protas, outlets for Pierre-Luc Dubois, crisscrossing with Ovechkin through center. Dubois bolting in, fires and scores!
Toby had to call a monumental. Luc Dubois, 18th of the season, snapped a 1-1 tie in the third, and the Caps go on for a 4-1 win. The Chase, though, will have to wait till Thursday when the Flyers come to town. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is this the best sports time of the year?
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, what's beautiful about sports in general is it's 12 months a year, but there are certain times of the year where sports, different seasons mix, mingle, and I'm just wondering what your thought on this is. Like, now's the time when the college basketball season ends right. and the baseball season begins. It's right. a great time of the year, March, April.
March Madness leading to opening day.
Right. You've got September when baseball and football then start to mix. Right.
That hockey that begins in October.
Right. And so, like, what's your favorite kind of season?
To me, it's football, hockey. That's when football starts, and of course, hockey is in October.
So about October.
And then World Series. Right. You know, that to me, that's September, October is the best.
That's a great one. My favorite, actually, is April, May.
Okay.
And May, June, because that's when the hockey playoffs and the basketball playoffs. And there's nothing like hockey playoffs.
No, they are the best playoffs ever.
I mean, that sport,
16
what they do.
16 victories in order to lift the cup. That's
right.
what it takes.
It's a whole nother. It's two more months.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So I like that time. And look, I'm not a big NBA fan, but NBA playoffs are fascinating, too. I mean, just playoffs in general, these series, mm-hmm. they go 5-7 games. Right. I just love them. So
I don't know if Tracy Morgan would agree with you, but yes.
I'm going to get to that a little later. Oh, and by the way, he threw up not at a Wizards game.
Yeah.
A lot of fans do that.
A lot of fans do that on a regular basis. You're right about that.
I was going to say about that.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. This is just an incredible moment in time of a parent at the Shepherd Middle School in Deerfield, Illinois, stood in front of the school board in a room filled with trans activist bullies, to defend her teenage daughter from their sick attempts to force her daughter to undress in front of biological males in the locker room. Here is Nicole Georges at that school board meeting.
Hello, my name is Nicole Georges, and I'm here to demand that the locker rooms and bathrooms at District 109 be designated as biological male and biological female, as there already is a gender-neutral option. The girls want their locker rooms and bathrooms back. They want their privacy back. This is why I'm here tonight. My 13-year-old daughter's well-being and mental health and privacy is at stake. This nightmare began on February 5th when my daughter was using the girls' bathroom and was stunned that a biological male student was using it as well. She came home frightened and was extremely upset. I asked her to talk with her teachers and find out more information. She was told by the administration that a student can use the bathroom as well as a female locker room because they now identify as female. I was sent an email to the teachers involved and received a call from Principal Wegley. He verbally reiterated that under Joanna Ford's direction and their legal counsel that the student could use both the locker room and bathroom. I expressed that the school was in clear violation of federal policy. The Trump administration issued an executive order restricting biological males from participating in sports and accessing female locker rooms. That day, I filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of my daughter with the Department of Justice. It has now been referred to the Department of Education. A federal complaint has been filed with the district to protect the students. The situation went from bad to worse.
Yeah, so it went from bad to worse, and this is just, these are uncharted waters, and this is why so many people have a tough time turning their children over now into public schools, state-run, government-run schools.
A few days later, the male student was present in the girls' locker room. Feeling violated, the girls made the choice to not change into their PE clothes with a biological male student present. The next day, assistant principal Kathy Vantrese pulled the girls into their office questioning them. The same day, assistant superintendent Joanna Ford, Kathy Vantrese, and multiple teachers all came into the girls' locker room making them change into uniform. This went on all week with the addition of Ginger Laugerman. My daughter refused to take part in having her privacy being violated. How dare they? She ran out and called for me for help. Principal Wegley was offering my daughter a new PE class. The answer was no. She is not changing for the remainder of the year, and she is not changing into another class. The girls just want their privacy, and they want their locker room back. There are gender-neutral options. This is my daughter's story and the story of many other young girls who have been forced at the difficult age to do something they know and most adults know is wrong. Do the right thing, Deerfield, and give these girls their locker room and bathrooms back. Allowing biological males to access girls' locker rooms sets a dangerous precedent that erodes the very foundation of female privacy and safety. By making this decision, the school board is not only disregarding the concerns of young female students and making their families, but also establishing a legal and policy framework that will make it increasingly difficult to protect the integrity of female-only spaces in the future.
Thank you.
That is a brave mom, a brave parent, and now the trans bullies are trying to intimidate her, harass her, and I understand that one of them has actually filed a lawsuit against her when school administrators tried to force her daughter to undress in front of a trans kid, a biological male identifying as a girl. What the hell has happened to this country? That's why the Democrats lost. That's why they'll continue to lose. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Delays at both the harbor tunnels, 30 minutes, maybe 30 minutes plus. Right now, southbound, the backup on 95 actually is all the way back to the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So that's where it starts, coming down through Rosedale. When you get to the city-county line, you're just basically sitting still, both on 95 and 895. Nothing in the roadway. All it is heavy traffic south through there. Parkville side of the Beltway, that's slow. Interloop at Green Spring, the west side still hurting from an earlier problem, which is on the shoulder on the outer loop near the bridge at Crosby Road. That backup goes back towards 795. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and warm today, high of 70. It is the last day of winter. I'm sure you're happy to hear that. Tomorrow, the first full day of spring, it'll be cloudy in the morning, then scattered showers, 68. And then it cools down a little bit on Friday, sunny and 57. And right now, 39 and sunny in Ellicott City, and it's a 40 in Owings Mills. And time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got, of course, the WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. If you can correctly identify the fake news story in the out of the three, and we'll do that in just a second. In fact, our contestant is here, Robert in Middle River. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. Good morning again.
You want to go first?
How are you all doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Doing fine. Thanks.
You want to go first?
Awesome.
Second or last?
Yeah, we'll try again at first.
At first, okay, Robert is
my man.
He likes to go first, all right? And that's what I like, right out of the box. Is that because you don't want to be influenced by Chuck in any way, shape, or form?
No. He's pretty good at it. So
okay, pretty good at it.
Consider it a contest.
A ringing endorsement. All right, here we go.
Yeah, my ears are ringing too. So there you go.
Answer them. Story one: the SPCA is now reporting bad pet owners to local animal control authorities around the country. The SPCA, the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, calls bad pet parents as irresponsible, uneducated, or neglectful. For instance, If you allow your pet to become fat, you could be reported to animal control. Or if you allow your pet to be outside on very cold evenings, you could also be reported as well. Story 2, toy maker Mattel has barbified a creature from Philippine folklore that has for centuries inspired terror and loathing among Filipinos for its habit of feeding on the hearts of unborn children. The demon is known as Manananggal, and it is now available as part of Mattel's Monster High doll lines. Story 3, coming up with a great baby name wasn't hard enough. Newborns can't even control their own movements, but that isn't stopping New Jersey hospitals from asking parents for their baby's preferred pronouns and sexual orientation. Inspira Health's Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Questionnaire requires new parents to identify their babies as either male, female, transgender, genderqueer, or additional gender category. Story 1, the SPCA could report you for being a bad pet parent. Story 2, Mattel turns Philippines' mythic baby-eating demon into a doll. And story 3, New Jersey hospitals asking parents to identify pronouns and gender orientations of their newborn babies. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with 3.
All right, Robert goes for story number 3, the New Jersey hospital outrage. Kristen?
Yeah, I can see the left wanting the SPCA to have more control and can't, you know, never mind abortion's fine, but you can't mistreat your dog. So I can see that being true. And, yeah, I could see Mattel trying to go woke and then they make a dumb mistake not understanding a cultural character. So I can see that being true. I think I'm also going to say number 3. We'll probably get to that soon, but not yet.
And Mr. Lugnuts.
I would say 3 because I know that it was sponsored by Snap-on Tools. So I'll say 3.
Chuck also goes for story number 3. Nobody versus story number 2. Yeah, that's just a really bizarre thing. The doll actually breaks in half. And you can, I don't know.
On just, purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh, it's a cheap toy. Okay.
Yeah, because apparently the folklore is the demon can split itself into two entities. It's just really weird stuff.
We should hire them.
Story number 1, SPCA. Reporting bad pet parents to local animal control. That is our fake news story of the day.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah.
Spoiled us all.
Robert, sorry about that. Thanks for listening and playing the game. Bamboozled today. Hoodwinked. Deceived.
Hornswoggled.
Collared, as they say in baseball. Ofer.
Ripped off.
Ripped off, yes. You have been ripped off. And what goes around comes around. That's all I can say.
I guess, Mr. Casey.
How about that? Thank you. Mr. Whitaker. See you in a couple, Chuck. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 7:50. All right, coming up next, we're going to name some names of individuals that are currently members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus that actually voted for the Blueprint for Future when it first was conceived in the Maryland State Legislature. And so we'll do that coming up in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-210-7575. 866-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Seven 52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's about 50-50. We did the cell phone thing last hour. Some people agree that that they shouldn't ban them, but they should be. There should be better policy, better restrictions. And others are telling me I'm 100% wrong that they actually absolutely should be banned. That government should ban them in schools, and that what's happened to me, I've gone off my rocker. I just, you know, limited government is what I like, and I just don't like government when it's taking control of parenting in any way, shape, or form. I think what I'd rather see than the cell phones banned is the curriculum banned, where they're teaching kindergartners on up gender fluidity, sex ed. Remember they did condoms for kids? That was a that's the kind of stuff that we should be focused on, and not so much the cell phones. I think with policy and with better parenting, you could have the same outcome. That's just my thoughts, and you can certainly weigh in on that. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
JFX is doing okay. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Don't see any major problems there. Might be a little bit slow from Cold Spring Lane south. The inner loop is now a little bit slow. It's picking up the normal delay coming up through the construction area, so a little heavy above Route 40. The outer loop is still slow from earlier problems south of I-70. An accident there on the right shoulder. Delays are still back all the way back past 795. 25 to 30-minute delays continue southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny, warm, and 70 on the last day of winter. First day of spring is tomorrow. It's going to bring us some scattered showers in 68. And right now, 39 and sunny in Ellicott City. And it is 40 in Baltimore City. All right. So you've heard of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And they are pretty vocal. They've been all over social media. They've had a lot of press conference. And I think they stand for a lot of good things. They stand for trying to hold government accountable, hold Governor Moore and his budget, and we've had numbers. We had Matt Morgan here on the show in the past, and I know Kim has had a number of their members on her show as well, and they've been very critical of the governor's budget, of the Democrats' spending, etc. And I think they have the best intentions. I really do. And I think they're nice people. I really like them. The problem that I have is with being an opposition party is when there is no opposition. Or when they're being opposition for the sake of convenience, whether it's election time or whatever the case may be. And these following individuals, and again, the blueprint for Maryland's future, if you didn't know, this is the funding of the 10-year education plan, billions and billions of dollars, now going to cost us even more. That passed back in April in the session of 2019. Governor Hogan refused to sign it. But it became law anyway because of the progressive supermajority that we've been dealing with over the last 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it's been. But there were members of the Freedom Caucus that voted for it. So this was an unfunded mandate, and Republicans, instead of bringing to light how much we're wasting on education and how much we've wasted in the past on education, how top-heavy it is with administration, instead of bringing that all to light, they voted in favor of more of the same. And they are Delegate Brian Chisholm, Delegate Mark Fisher, and Delegate Kathy Zuliga. They're three members that voted for. So did Delegate Jesse Pippi. I'm now seeing his name on the list. The education blueprint for Maryland. Now, again, this is not an all-comprehensive encompassing list. Over in the state Senate, those Republicans, and there, I don't have all of them identified here, but here's just some of them. The minority leader, Steve Hershey. J.B. Jennings, Johnny Ray Sailing, Brian Seminaire, Chris West, Justin Reedy. So, again, I don't know. Maybe it's because they're afraid that if they vote no, the left is going to smear them as being anti-kids, anti-children, anti-education. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the reason. I have to ask. I think we've reached out to, is it Justin Reedy? Is he coming on? I think maybe. Tomorrow? Maybe. So, look, any one of these delegates are all welcome to come on this show and explain why they voted for the blueprint for the future when it was unfunded, when it threw more money. In case you don't know, it's, I think it's $3.2 billion over 10 years. It's $30 billion, right? Plus $4 billion after that for the next, I think it's 8 years. So you're looking at $40 billion. $40 billion over about a decade and a half. And now we find out, thanks to Chris Pabst over at Fox 45, that that number was miscalculated. The estimates were on the lower side. It's actually going to cost us an additional $4 billion. So these are Republicans. I think I'd be better to identify those Republicans that didn't vote for it. It's probably less than five. And again, these are good people. I don't mean to disparage them in any way, shape, or form, but if you're going to be an opposition party, you're purporting now as Maryland Freedom Caucus members, you're fighting for Marylanders. You're fighting for the taxpayers. Against Governor Moore's spending, against the progressive Marxist supermajority in the state of Maryland. And how does voting for an unfunded mandate costing us billions of dollars, how exactly is that fighting for the taxpayers? You are certainly welcome, any of these delegates or senators, to come on the show. And please, explain. We'll have a nice discussion. Timco Electric is now expanded to heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. They bring that same commitment to excellence, that dedicated service, because they've done wiring in my home. They do internal and external wiring. They do landscaping. You want to have that nice lit front part of your lawn there, or they can do deck lighting. Doesn't matter. Floodlights in on the house, anything. If they do with electrical, they can do it. They also now can do anything with your forced air systems, your heat pump, your air conditioning. And now's the time to do a checkup on your air conditioning as we head into more electric rate hikes coming in June. And then again next year, you want to make sure that that HVAC unit is operating efficiently, properly, and not costing you more dollars than already it's costing you based on the high rates. So call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or you can go online, timcowellcompany.com. That's timcowellcompany.com. Coming up next, your calls and comments. The 287G program, they're trying to get rid of that in Maryland. We'll hear from Sheriff Gaylor on that. The JFK files are out. We'll tell you what we found in those. And is it time to bring back the death penalty in the state of Maryland?
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A top aide, President Trump complains district court judges have now decided they are in command of the armed forces. Is there no end to this madness? Reaction to a federal judge blocking the president's executive order banning transgender people from the military.
The U.S. District Judge in Washington, D.C. ruled that the executive order to exclude transgender troops likely violates their constitutional rights. She delayed her order until Friday morning to give the Trump administration time to appeal. Plaintiff's attorneys contend the order violates transgender people's rights to equal protection under the Fifth Amendment, while government lawyers argue that military officials have broad discretion to decide how to assign and deploy service members. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he'll be talking today with President Trump following Mr. Trump's phone call yesterday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky says even as Putin claimed to order a halt to attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure, there were 150 drones launched overnight, including on energy facilities. Two astronauts who had been stuck on the International Space Station for more than 9 months are safely back home now. They're getting medical checkups.
The shoe expected to be gone just a week or so after launching on Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule on June 5th. So many problems cropped up on the way to the space station that NASA eventually sent Starliner back empty and transferred the test pilots to SpaceX, pushing their homecoming into February. Then the SpaceX capsule experienced issues. Wilmore and Williams ended up spending 286 days in space. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are reportedly no bombshells in previously classified JFK assassination documents. Those documents just made public on orders from President Trump. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
People.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some issues on the Beltway west side. We had the accident was just above I-70, and then they cleared them down to the bridge right at Crosby Road. So they've been looking at that for a while. The backup is all the way back beyond 795, and even 795 is still slow coming down through the bridge at McDonough Road. Parkville side, normal delays, Interloop at Green Spring, all the normal stuff there. Both the tunnels are still backed up to and beyond. Beyond the city-county line, 25 to 30-minute delays with everybody moving. And the construction delay is there. Harford County delays because of construction. I-95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A woman is dead after a Tuesday evening shooting in Baltimore's Central District. Police say that shooting happened just before 6 p.m. in the 700 block of East Preston Street. The victim was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper body. She was pronounced dead a short time later. No word yet on suspect or motive. More sex abuse lawsuits have been filed by former students of the McDonough School in Owings Mills. A dozen students who attended the private school between the 60s and the 80s allege they suffered sex abuse at the hands of the school's former dean, a former Spanish teacher, and two others. Their faculty members. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is reacting to a federal judge's ruling that blocks the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. The judge said Tuesday that the dismantling of USAID by DOGE likely violated the Constitution. In a Facebook post, Van Hollen says the judge is confirming that Elon Musk's dismantling of USAID is blatantly illegal. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
MaidPro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
MaidPro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All MaidPro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in MaidPro University. MaidPro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called MaidPro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. MaidPro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Major League Baseball regular season off to a rousing start in Japan. Game 2 this morning. Dodgers and Cubs, they all came to see Shohei, and baseball's best player delivered.
2-2 pitch, and he sends one deep. Up towards right center field, back at the wall, and it is off the very top of the wall. Nearly a home run. And now they're going to rule it perhaps as a home run. It is.
Home run number one of the 2025 season. Listen to that crowd, by the way. Adam Amin with the call on Fox Sports 1. Dodgers lead the Cubs 6-3 now in the bottom half of the sixth. And by the way, Fox taking a lot of heat for not sending the announcers to Tokyo. They're calling the series from the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Orioles doing some spring cleaning yesterday, trimming seven from the roster, including an unhappy Kobe Mayo and catching phenom Sam Bisaio. Meanwhile, left-hander Kate Povich continued his pitch for the 2025 rotation.
Chases the pitch for the strikeout for Povich. It's his second K. It's a scoreless frame for the Blue Jays.
Call on the MLB feed as Povich strikes out five in five innings of hitless ball. Orioles beat the Jays. 8-2 was the final behind four home runs. Spring numbers for Povich, 14.2 innings pitch, 15 strikeouts. Opponent batting average 167. Povich and Albert Suarez neck and neck, and down the stretch they come for the rotation. Coming up at 8:35, some help with your March Madness pool. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we got some calls and comments we're going to get to here in just a second. Also, we're going to take a look at, is it time to bring back the death penalty in the state of Maryland after we saw the four indictments that Ivan Bates brought yesterday? The JFK files are out, some interesting stuff. Of course, we only got through, there's like 80, 90,000 pages, so people are still trying to read through all of them. But some interesting things we picked up. Also, we lead today with the lawmakers in Annapolis trying to do away with the program that allows local law enforcement to partner with ICE inside correction centers. And it's called the 287G program. It was launched back about 10, 11 years ago or so. Harford County, along with... there are two other counties here in Maryland that participate in that, Cecil and Frederick. And now they've got three Maryland sheriffs in Carroll, Garrett, and Washington counties. We had Jeff DeWeese on. I'm Jim. We had him on last week, and he said he was looking at it. They're going to do the Warrant Service Officer Program, which they train local deputies to serve and execute administrative warrants for people in their jails believed to be in the country without authorization. But the way it works is that every person who enters, let's say, Harford County Detention Center, screened for their immigration status. If they tell them they're from another country, then that kind of starts the whole ball rolling. If they say they're not or from the United States, nothing happens. Nobody is ushered out of the country if they are a citizen or if they have documents or they have paper or they're not quite sure what their status is. But if they volunteer... that, oh yeah, I'm from Mexico. So that begins the proceeding. So it is not Harford County or any of these other jurisdictions that decide whether or not that individual is going to be detained or removed. According to Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, Harford County Sheriff, it is up to ICE themselves.
ICE makes the decision, not the sheriff's office, not the sheriff, not our deputies. ICE makes the decision whether they are going to proceed with removal proceedings based on what they know about the individual related to public safety and national security.
So it's ICE makes the decision whether or not they're going to pick up this individual and detain them or and remove them. But, of course, the Maryland Values Act, something that the radical progressive Marxists are pushing down in Maryland, they want these alleged murderers, rapists, and assaulters to be released back into the community because, after all, it's the federal government that's pushing fear.
287G feeds into this machinery of fear, and Maryland must not be complicit in this.
287G is trying to remove from the machinery of fear by making public safety priority number one. It really is public safety 101. Delegate Nicole Williams of Prince George's County says, no, these jurisdictions are terrorizing people.
The 287G program is a mechanism through which certain communities are terrorized and creates a fear of cooperation with law enforcement.
Have you been by a Tesla dealership lately? And watch it be set on fire and in flames. That's truly terrorizing the community. Sheriff Gaylor says, actually, there's a misconception. Here he is with Fox 45's Maxine Stryker.
Do you think that's a misconception of this program, that everybody that's flagged as being in the country illegally is just being deported?
I think that's an intentional false narrative that's out there. These are people who have already broken our laws at a federal level, overstayed a visa, came in illegally, and then violated some other law that got them arrested. And if public safety, if ICE tells me they pose a public safety threat or national security threat, I'm going to put them out. I'm just going to have more crime. Our citizens are going to be more victimized. And I don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. He said they've already broken our laws by breaking into the country illegally. And then they violated other laws, like murder, rape, assault, drunk driving, sexual predation. So it's a double whammy. And so, but liberals, people like Nicole Williams, Costa de Maryland, and others, they want to make sure that these worst of the worst get back into our communities. You talk about fear. It is the left that is promoting and spreading fear in our communities. State 13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck coming into Annapolis, westbound 50, right before you get to Ritchie Highway. The Medicaid had just pulled away, and it looks like going north now on Ritchie Highway. Fire department's still there, and they're blocking the left side of the roadway, so the backup is now going to go back. Hold on a second. Rid of that again. Sorry about that. The backup is at least Whitehall Road, westbound, single lane right now as you're coming over towards Ritchie Highway. So if you're coming off the Bay Bridge, we're already backed up pretty close to a mile, and it's going to go even further depending on what happens here at the scene. At least one, two, maybe three vehicles are involved here on the westbound side. Not much of an impact right now for the traffic eastbound from the Severn River Bridge, but you'll have a big delay from Cape St. Clair over to Ritchie Highway with a single lane open on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today, warm and 70 on the last day of winter. It's sunny and 41 in Severn, 42 under sunny skies in Parkville. And time once again to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention to the center ring under the big top where there is a small EV packed full of Democrat elected officials, NGO officers, bureaucrats, lifetime Obama holdovers, all packed into the small vehicle, and it continues to make a series of left-hand turns. Eventually, that EV runs out of juice, and out pops the Senate Minority Leader, Senator Chuck Schumer.
And you know what their attitude is?
I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or, I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees? They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and we're united.
Okay, good.
Not the nerve of you. The nerve of you Americans wanting to hold on to as much money as you can and not give it over to the government where they're going to spend it fraudulently, where they're going to spend it wastefully, and they're going to abuse our tax dollars. The nerve of you. You're so greedy, you Americans. That was Chuck U. Schumer yesterday on The View as he continues his apology tour for not shutting down the very government he wants to feed. Get back in the clown car, Chuck, you, and get out of here. All right, second phone call here. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. Don't ever make apologies for naming names because the truth has no agenda. Your show this morning is fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So I want to touch on a couple of things. I've got three or four points. Oh, how I wish I could be your co-host. The phones in school. Parents, with all due respect, and I'm a parent, it's not the government. It's like you said, Sean, it is the responsibility and the duty of the parent to raise the child. And quite frankly, parenting is a benign dictatorship. I raised children, Sean. You raised children as well. I had knockdown, drag-out fights with my daughter, not my sons, about a phone. My kids did not even get a phone until they were 17 years old.
Yep.
The problem with that, Sean, is that the parents are addicted to the phones these days, right?
True.
So, next point. Maryland businesses, we had an opportunity in the last gubernatorial election to elect a conservative. Everyone has faults. I wonder how many companies, including McCormick, including Under Armour, so on and so forth, contributed to the current governor. And you scratch your head and you ask yourself, why we are where we are. And I can go back to, like, you referenced the Republicans who voted for the Kerwin, which is now another name. I sat and went to, as did many other citizens, and listened to Kerwin and debated Kerwin when he was planning it. It was insane then. They say that they're afraid that the opposition might say, well, you're not for the children. You could have done at the time a plethora of bullet points that would have shown the thing was an absolute boondoggle. And the other day you did on Shocking News, that story out of Illinois, with that mother who went to the school board regarding her teenage daughter having to undress in front of boys. The fact is, when that whole situation happened with George Floyd, the country was outraged over a complete lie. Well, this is the truth. And the country best wake up, because the left is trying to do nothing more than exploit, sexualize, and destroy our children. And real quick, I know you got to go. You played the Baltimore County superintendent. Since when do all of our children have, when she was talking about the phones in school, since when do all of our children have mental issues? This is insane. We are truly living in the theater of the absurd.
A lot of good points. But the one I want to expound on just briefly is that these businesses that are going to be hit by the business service sales tax, and McCormick goes down there and says, we might think about moving. Of course, that caught their attention. But you're right. These businesses contribute. These businesses contribute to the very party that seeks to drive them out of business. They all do this. They contribute to the Republicans. They contribute to the Democrats. Well, why keep contributing to a party that wants to punish you, that wants to drive you out of the state?
Precisely. I'll leave you with this. I have been considering, and it's well known, running for office in Baltimore County, and I'm working with someone who we mutually know. And he has told me repeatedly that the major donors don't even won't even consider contributing to Republicans anymore because they've got to deal with the devil who they have, and it has a lot to do with the spineless Republicans
yep.
who have run in the past. However,
well, you know, you can go ask Delegate Dan Cox about that. He'll tell you all yeah. about the big GOP donors and how many of them are just cowards to begin with. But Jeff, got to run. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, man.
That's
take
Jeff,
care.
President of the Patriot Club here, of course, of America in Baltimore. It's 8:21 and more calls and comments coming up here on The Morning Drive.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Looks like Donald Trump's gotten a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Other than that, Donald Trump hasn't accomplished anything.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, I got a note here from Ken. He says, Sean, why do the road works, why do this road work being done during rush hours, which creates unnecessary stress? People in government must be strategic when doing it. They need to coordinate them in a way that will not, cannot disrupt traffic. Who do you think we need to address this? Well, Chuck's been trying to address this for years.
Years.
But his advice has fallen on deaf ears.
I even got complaints from the guy who called me and said, I'm the one that's the idiot.
Really?
He said, yeah, you called me an idiot. He said, I take affront to that. I said, see, he said, you're the idiot. I said, okay.
He actually called you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to leave his name
and
out?
I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'm not up there, but I can be up there in a couple hours with Southwest Airlines. And if you want to meet me on 95 at White Marsh, we can settle this.
All right. Well, log it, just in case.
Yeah, you know.
All right. What's happening out there right now, Mr. Wiz?
Mr. Wiz.
Mr. Wiz.
The accident just cleared to the right shoulder, westbound 50, right at the area just before Ritchie Highway. They moved everybody over. The fire department left. The state police are still there. They're in the painted out area now on the right side. We didn't quite back up back to Sandy Point, but we're slow from Whitehall Road. But everybody's moving again now, and then just checking to make sure. Beyond that, you know, all this heavy traffic now has to go over to the Severn River Bridge and then eventually over towards I-97. So far, it looks like we're accomplishing that without any problems for the traffic over into Roe Boulevard and through that area. So we're starting to improve now on the westbound side of 50, where at one point we had just down to one lane. Still backed up on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still slowing southbound from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, so today, Weather Channel says sunny, warm, and 70 today. Last day of winter, going to feel like the first day of spring. But the first day of spring tomorrow is going to be cloudy in the morning. There may be some scattered showers later in the afternoon. 68 is the expected high for tomorrow. Right now, 44 and mostly sunny in Arnold, and it is 42 in Forest Hill. Before we get back to your calls and comments, Sheriff Gaylor, just a couple other things I want to wrap up here regarding 287G. All the hue and the cry about how many illegal aliens are actually being detained and deported through the use of 287G in Harford County. Here's the number.
The majority of people, they take no action on.
2%. It's only 2%. Okay? And that's because right now they're focusing on the worst of the worst. But the reason why Sheriff Gaylor says we need to do this, for Casa de Maryland, for Delegate Nicole Williams, for all the lefties, the reason why they participate in 287G and will continue to do so, unless it's banned, and of course that'll be very interesting on the under the Federal Supremacy Clause if they try to ban the feds from doing their job here in the state of Maryland. This is the reason why.
We've lost two women in this county into the hands of illegal immigrants violently. They don't want to take that into account, but they want to make excuses for the criminal. That is not public safety.
Yeah. I have audio, if we have time, a little bit later on in the show, of the Fort Myers City Council. They're actually crying and holding hands and kumbayaing over the 287G program, because Florida has mandated it, and they're upset. Let's go to Tom in Parkville. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Sean. I just want to thank you so much for finally exposing the double standard, which is curling. The three delegates that you mentioned are three members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and that I prompted a response from them on a letter that they had mentioning how bad it was. And I thought, well, why'd you vote for it, you know?
Right.
So,
well, what reason did they give you, Tom? What reason did they give you for voting for it?
It's like you just hung up on me. Nothing. Matter of fact, I will say this. You had mentioned Justin Reed. Point being, every senator voted for that. All of them.
Right.
Not just all, there was one exemption or one absent or something like that, but basically all of them voted for it. And I did call out Justin Reedy on it. You know what his response was? There were some good things in it. I'm like, what? What? You know?
Yeah.
But anyhow,
Look, I mean, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We know that, and we have experienced that here in the state.
Works. Yeah, well, I was going to say, going back to the House, two delegates that I work for, Joe Boatler, Rick Impalaria, both were against it. And I asked them why. They said because it was obvious. This was an unfunded mandate that was going to be a disaster. You mean to tell me the Republicans that voted for this in the House didn't have the foresight to know how bad this was going to be, no matter how it turned out? That's the thing that bothers me. Now, I will tell you this. They were pressured by the leadership at that time to go with them, and they didn't do it. And as it turned out, those three members that you mentioned, and a couple of others, I believe, were part of Maryland United. They actively campaigned to defeat both of them with mailers, hit pieces, the whole nine yards. And then they bragged about it. I'm not going to tell you whom exactly, but they bragged about it at the polls. I was there when it happened over there in Perry Hall Middle. I was on Joppa Road. And I'm like, this is not the way you win the fight. So they're having this rally, but they won't apologize for the bad vote they took. Instead, they doubled down telling how bad it is, but they're the ones that started it.
Yeah, and you're right. I would have more respect for any delegate or senator who says, you know what, that was my bad. That's a bad vote. I wish I could take it back. I would not vote again for it. Just own it. And right now, we're getting nothing but excuses.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, too. I call Kim several times when he had Fisher on there, and she changed the question that I had asked by text, saying, like, well, why did so many Republicans vote for this? And he said, well, we have a swamp. I'm like, Mark, you might have outed yourself, brother. Yeah.
Listen, I'm out of time, Tom. But listen, thanks so much. Call me back another day. We'll discuss this, but I'm out of time here this segment. Thanks so much. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. And once again, and for Bruce, here's Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The Baltimore man convicted of killing his girlfriend's son has been sentenced to life in prison with all but 60 years suspended. Repeat violent offender Alan Gaslicky stabbed 6-year-old Saren Addison to death at a home on Deering Avenue in 2024. Baltimore City State's attorney Ivan Bates says that the murder of a defenseless child is one of the most horrific crimes imaginable, with no justification for such a heinous act. Bates says the sentence reflects this crime's severity and the devastating impact on Saren's family and the community. Baltimore County police arrested two suspects in connection to a pair of armed robberies in Towson earlier this month. In both cases, the 17- and 19-year-old suspects held the victims at gunpoint and demanded their valuables. 19-year-old Emmanuel Robinson faces charges to include armed robbery, first-degree assault, and possession of a firearm. He remains held without bond. The 17-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. A Montgomery County official wants to give federal workers the first chance to be hired for open county positions. County Council Vice President Will Jawando says the bill introduced yesterday would allow recently fired federal workers a chance to be considered earlier in the hiring process. He believes those workers deserve a higher priority because they were targeted by the Trump administration. A public hearing on that bill is held April 1st. And Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks is scheduled to make several stops on the Eastern Shore today. Also, Brooks visits Leighton's Chance Vineyard and Winery in Vienna. She'll meet with the Eastern Shore Association of Municipalities in Easton. Also, take a tour of the Chesapeake College and meet with Eastern Shore higher ed leaders from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, Warwick Community College, and Salisbury University. Coming right up, we check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 068 and the pick 4 was 8241. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Completely back to normal now on 50 westbound. The accident is gone, completely wrapped up westbound right before Ritchie Highway. So that's improved and we're good to go now over to the Severn River Bridge. We're just getting a report of an accident. It may be near Camden Yards and the casino on Russell Street northbound. Watch for that if you're coming up north of the bridge. And I-95. Apparently, it's at the ramp where Russell Street and 395 come together in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68. Then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans will legally wager over $3 billion during March Madness. That's up over $300 million compared to last year, which represents an 11% increase. And by the way, it all got started last night in Dayton.
3.4 seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
A golf for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection. Oh!
Layup!
0.7 seconds left.
Andrew Catalan with the call on True TV. Amar Knox flicks it in as Alabama State beats St. Francis 70-68. Also last night, UNC drubbed San Diego State 95-68 was the final. Tonight, the last of the first four. It'll be Texas at Xavier. And then Mount St. Mary's, coached by Loyola grad Donnie Lynn, takes on American University, coached by former Terp guard Dwayne Simpkins, talking yesterday on the Boss Man podcast about his Eagles.
That is a testament, man, to hard work and stick-to-itiveness and fighting through adversity, man, and having the right people around you.
Simpkins has gotten the Eagles into the tournament in his second season as head coach. Meanwhile, Kevin Willard was at the mic on Monday talking about his team, the Terps, specifically his forward, Baltimore's own Julian Reese, fulfilling his goals.
That was his goal. He wanted to graduate from Maryland, and he wanted to help us get back to the big dance. And obviously anybody that's watched us all year realizes that he's as big a reason for that as anything.
The Turtles and the Antelopes, 4:35 on Friday from Seattle. College lacrosse. Terps junior close defenseman Will Schaller has been named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week for his performance in Maryland's 12-6 win over Virginia on Saturday. Schaller held Virginia's McCabe Millen, a preseason All-American, to no goals and just 1 point in the win. Now, here's some local lacrosse stuff for you. Millen's father is Mark Millen. He played lacrosse at UMass and was inducted into the U.S. Lacrosse Hall of Fame in 2009. His mother, Erin, played lacrosse at Maryland. She's a Hall of Famer in 2014. His uncle, Tony, played for Towson and was part of the 91 team that went to the NCAA final. Elsewhere, America East goalkeeper of the week, Connor McMahon, out of Archbishop Spalding, made 9 saves and held the Vermont Catamounts to 7 goals in a 10-7 win. Orioles baseball, Ryan Mountcastle with a pair of dingers last night. Cade Povich, 5 scoreless, continuing his pitch for opening day as the Birds beat the Blue Jays 8-2 was the final. Birds also doing some spring cleaning yesterday, trimming 7 from the roster, including an unhappy Kobe Mayo and catching phenom Sam Basayo. MLB regular season play this morning in Japan. Dodgers lead the Cubs 6-3 in the bottom of the 8th. Shohei has gone deep for Los Angeles. The time now is 8:37. When we return, help is on the way.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
When you do your NCAA pool, the March Madness pool, do you ever actually think you're going to win?
I don't think I've ever thought I'm going to win. I just want to place. You know, usually, depending on what pool you're in, you know, it's usually first, second, third.
Right.
Sometimes
get some money.
But it's fun. It's just fun to watch the games and track your progress or lack thereof.
Absolutely. Well, here's a tip, though. If you do want to win, okay, I know upsets are, you know, great and everything, and in the early rounds they're exciting especially, but they the chances of a team that's seeded fourth or lower actually going far in the tournament and winning the tournament are practically nil. I mean, there's always going to be a St. Peter's or a George Mason that kind of does that to the Final Four. But out of the 41 tournaments, this is number 41, only 5 times has a team seeded lower than third won the tournament.
Yeah.
So know that as you're doing the pool.
Which number one seed do you think has got the best shot to win it all?
I think if Cooper Flagg is healthy, I think Duke is the best team.
But that's the big question. Is he healthy?
Is he healthy? Yeah, we'll see about that.
How about Florida? Florida has
tough
beaten
schedule.
A number of good SEC teams, including Auburn, I think.
Yes, I think the SEC in general, you know, that competition is the best this year. Here's a couple upset specials for tomorrow, okay? Number 11, these are 6-11 specials. VCU is 11. I take them over BYU at 6. One of the big reasons is Ryan Odom, their head coach, who was at UMBC, who did that a couple years ago. He knows what to do. And the other 11 over 6 I like is Drake over Missouri. Drake actually could go far. They're
unheralded. Isn't that a fairly common upset, is the 11 over 6 versus the 13 over the 4?
Correct. I think it's like a 35% chance. 13 over 4 is like 21.
Right.
But still, 6-11 is a tough game to call.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep,
it all begins March Madness. All right. So the JFK files have been released. Not all. Well, we're getting through them. Let's put it this way. There were some interesting things that we have uncovered. Nothing major. For instance, we still don't know whether it was the mob, the Cubans, the Russians, or the CIA that assassinated Kennedy. But here's what we do know. We know that Lee Harvey Oswald was reportedly considered a poor shot during his target practice in the USSR. How about that? JFK files reveal that Lee Harvey Oswald was a spy, tried twice to obtain a USSR visa from Mexico City. There's a CIA memo from September of 1963 that confirms Lee Harvey Oswald was under surveillance by the CIA just 59 days before the assassination of JFK. Gary Underhill claimed the CIA was responsible for JFK's assassination. Then he was later found dead in what was ruled a suicide. Imagine that. A man named Sergei Kuznornov allegedly had knowledge that Oswald would be killed after assassinating Kennedy and that MLK would also be assassinated. He also knew in advance that Kennedy would be killed in Dallas. Coincidence? Jack Ruby claimed his decision to kill Oswald was influenced by his Jewish identity. Mere hours after Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover urgently called for a swift public report to prevent conspiracy theories from gaining traction. Well, that didn't happen. Lee Harvey Oswald was allegedly under the direction of a KGB officer, Kostikov, reportedly linked to an internal department of the KGB. J. Edgar Hoover was asked whether Lee Harvey Oswald was an FBI agent and if there was a conspiracy to assassinate JFK. This is interesting. A letter addressed to then-Senator Joe Biden accused him of being a traitor. The letter was signed by John F. Kennedy, Jr. Wow. That's a bombshell. Never heard that one before. The CIA was intercepting U.S. Postal Service mail sent to the USSR, had 300 CIA members indexing a quarter million names. An interview with FBI Assistant Director Alan Belmont, May of 1964, includes questions about Ruby and Oswald's connections on page 27, but then lots of pages are missing. What'd I tell you? They've had an opportunity to shred, scrub, destroy the stuff that's really damaging. A man claiming to be a Polish driver for a Russian vehicle warned of Soviet plans to pay someone in the U.S. to assassinate the president. Newly released records exposed a failed 1955 CIA surveillance operation in Havana, Cuba. A CIA memo reveals that agency officers claimed they couldn't recall Watergate burglar James McCord's involvement in the Cuban operations. And finally, JFK files reveal the CIA's extensive global operations. They list 34 secret field bases across Africa, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. But interesting stuff, but no smoking gun as of yet. I completely agree with the JFK Jr. letter that Biden's a traitor. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. Might be a dump truck on its side. Ward's Chapel Road is now closed between Liberty Road and Deer Park Road. So if you're out in Randallstown, heads up, a lot of equipment is in that area. There was a minor accident just since the last report was on the inner loop near Pulaski Highway. At that point, we did back up back beyond the ramp at Philadelphia Road. It looks like now that's eased up a little bit, but heads up for that. You might still have a trooper in that area as you're traveling on the inner loop. All the backup's still there. We're still 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. And a reminder, if you're coming into downtown towards Camden Yards, an accident, Russell Street at Hamburg, that would be north of the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, and Chuck, we have a letter here from Michael. He says, Mr. Whitaker is a sublime traffic technician. How about that?
You call me a slime traffic?
No, sublime. Yes. Not slime, sublime.
Right.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes, it's very good. It's a compliment.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very common. I mean, you're good. You're of a majestic nobility. You are intellectually worthy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you have...
I may start crying here in a minute.
Yeah.
75 years it took me to get these words out of your mouth. There we go.
No, they're not out of my mouth. They're out of Mr. Michael, the listener.
So not out of your mouth. Okay, okay, that's fine.
No, I've always said that you're the best I've ever worked with. So, and that is true. That is absolutely 100% true.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we'll have our chance to negate that at the big truck roast coming up in June. At the big WCBM Crab Feast in Chuck Rose, so stay tuned for that.
I heard Jimmy's is going to have a sign at the door, all weapons must be checked at
right.
the door.
Except they're going to be having crab mallets, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, that might be something.
That could get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
See you in a couple.
Weather Channel says sunny, 70 today, last day of winter. Right now we have got 43 in Bel Air and 44 in Edgewater. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, a 3-year-old in Colorado saved his great-grandma after she fell last month and hit her head. It happened next to some steps outside her home, and her phone was in the car. So she told him to be brave and go get it for her. Here's Sharon Lewis talking about her great-grandson, Bridger, how he saved her.
We were walking up the sidewalk, and it was dark because the porch light wasn't on, and I tripped over something and fell. And then we started hollering for the neighbor, but that didn't work. I said, so, Bridger, you're going to have to be a big boy and go out to the car and get Gigi's phone. And he said, it's really dark, Gigi. I said, it'll be okay. Jesus will help you. Don't be afraid.
So I went out in the dark right there, and I was too scared.
I call him my hero, and he says, no, Gigi, I'm Bridger.
Great story. And brave the dark and everything to make saved his Gigi. How about that? Well, you don't wonder why the Democrats are melting down over Elon Musk and Doge. You wonder why they're attacking and setting fire to Tesla dealerships. Harriet Hageman was doing a podcast interview the other day, and she, I've been saying this for years, and thank God for Harriet who showed Liz Cheney the door in Wyoming. But she says that the Department of Education and the teachers unions and the Democrat Party are the largest money laundering scheme known to man.
Well, let's look at the Department of Education. The Federal Department of Education has a budget of about $280 billion a year. Less than 25% goes to educating our students. So where does the other $220 billion go? It goes to a bureaucracy. It goes to a consultant. And that consultant then donates money back to the Democrats. And then it goes to a different consultant. And then it goes to an NGO. I mean, it is money laundering and money churning at its absolute best. And you can look at almost every single agency and you will find it. So the brilliance of Doge isn't that he's going in and cutting spending. He doesn't have the authority to do that. We're the ones that have the authority to do that. What I want him to do is come up with a report, go through agency by agency by agency, identify every single program that we should not be funding, put a number attached to it. We slap a preamble on the front of that report, and we say that every single agency is having their budget cut by X amount as shown in the attached report, and none of those programs can go forward from here on out.
And bingo. And that's it. $220 billion don't get to the kids. They go to top-heavy administrators, to consultants, to NGOs, to friends of Democrats. $220 billion. They don't care about the education of our children. Are you kidding me? Now, Elon Musk has got to bring the receipts. He's got to show the path. He's got to lay it out. And people like Harriet Hageman, they'll help him get there. Believe me. Scott Bessent, who's been, I think, so far an excellent Treasury Secretary, listing why we need to tariff so many of these countries.
What I want to say is the President Trump has identified several critical industries that we let get away from us. We have to have a steel industry. We have to have an aluminum industry. He wants to bring back manufacturing to the United States. And we are putting these tariffs on. So with critical industries, we are going to bring that production back home. As far as it goes with reciprocal tariffs, President Trump, as only he can do, has created a win-win situation. We are going to, on April 2nd, we're going to produce a list of other countries' tariffs, and we are going to go to them and say, look, here's where we think the tariff levels are, non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, unfair funding, labor suppression, and if you will stop this, we will not put up the tariff wall. If you do, then we will put up the tariff wall to protect our economy, protect our workers, and protect our industry. So, again, it's win-win. Either the trade friction that these other countries have come down and we get fair trade, and if they don't follow President Trump's lead, then he will raise the tariff wall, and as he said in that video, we're going to take in substantial revenues. We're already taking in substantial revenues from the China tariffs that can be used to fund this massive government deficit that we have.
Now, bingo. Right, and yet all these conservatives and free market traders, again, most of these countries don't engage in free or fair trade. They just don't. And now Donald Trump comes along and he's outing them, as we have been outing some others here this morning on the show. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Rumble page, it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Hey, Kristen reminds me that the letter from JFK to Biden calling him a traitor, it was not new, and that but the rest of it was pretty much well redacted, so it was pretty bizarre. Still interesting, but and then the question you ask is, why is it in the assassination files? Right?
That was just what I was going to say, yeah. But I don't know. I find it interesting. JFK Jr. was a very interesting person, and it was said that he cared very much about finding out what really happened with his father, like RFK Jr. is now with his father. So
we're sure that was a plane malfunction.
I'm not sure of that.
No,
there was a lot of power at stake there. No, I'm not. And I did look into it a few years ago, which was where I found this. So
okay.
Did you know is he the Undersecretary of the Navy, but he ran for Congress in Virginia? Hung Cao was one of the Navy divers that brought up JFK Jr.'s plane.
I did see
but
that.
I don't think that was out back when he was running. I don't think we knew that when we had him on the show.
No, you're right. Hung Cao. We had Hung Cao on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that then. I saw it recently. So
very good.
Interesting.
Thank you. Day 53 traffic weather on the threes. Sublime Johnson is here once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Accepting the nomination. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
The late ride on the Beltway, still backed up, but it's moving. At least we're moving some traffic anyway from 795 down through Frederick Road. Inner Loop of Green Spring. Hang on a second. Riding that all morning. Inner Loop of Green Spring, still a bit slow. Parkville side at Hartford Road, speed reduction there, but all the lanes are open. Construction, northbound 95, Route 24 through the midday. That will be a problem. And this wreck, apparently, let me go back to the tunnels first. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound as you're coming in from the city-county line. At least a 20-minute delay right now for the late ride, 895 and 95. The wreck near the casino, Russell Street near 395. The accident, Ward's Chapel Road, is just off Liberty Road and involves an overturned vehicle. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says on the last day of winter, and Kim Klasick is beaming from ear to ear. Sunny today and a high of 70. Tomorrow for spring, we've got cloudy skies in the morning. Scattered showers, 68. Right now, it's sunny, 45 in the city, 46 in Edgewater. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is golf weather. We are here. I'm super excited about it. Yes, I am so happy. I feel like we had the longest winter ever. It probably was just my imagination.
Do you play a lot? I'm playing a lot of golf.
I don't play a ton, but I've been trying to get a lot better.
Do you have a handicap?
I do enjoy it. Stay in.
Do you have a handicap?
I don't. I just make numbers up. Usually I'll say like a 24.
Okay. You know? That's pretty hefty.
Yeah, I just make it up. So, of course, we have a lot to talk about today. Also, the tax revolt is going down in Annapolis at 6 p.m., so hopefully I'll see everybody up there. And please say hello. And if you want to come up and give a little bit of testimony, I could do some short videos that we can share on our social media.
That'd be great.
Which would be awesome. Yeah.
Are you going to get a chance to speak?
I have not heard back from Kathy Shalika, but you know what? They have been very busy on this, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to speak up. You know who I'm hoping shows up? McCormick Spice.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if they got up on the stage and said, look, I'm going to fight for all of you? That would be great. Anyways, I will cross my fingers to see what happens this evening, but I will be there. Also, very surprised. Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Baltimore City Public Schools doubled down on the hiring of this teacher, Andrew Robert Britt, with his handgun violation.
And they knew it. They knew it ahead of time.
Yeah. What world are we living in?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just wild to me. They said, "Oh, well, that didn't really disqualify him. You know, he just had a gun in his vehicle at Eastern Shore." And, you know, we looked at it and was like, "Yeah, well, this is Baltimore."
I'm surprised they didn't say, "Well, you know, in the interest of school safety, we have another armed individual on campus."
Yeah, no, they could have said that, right? They could have said that, but they're not that quick. They're not as quick as you, Sean, okay? But I just think it's interesting because, you know, in Baltimore City, the SROs, you know, they are not armed. That's
right.
What they lobbied for, the only jurisdiction in the entire state. So we'll talk about this because if he's on campus as a teacher, who else do we have teaching the students in Baltimore City? So we'll talk about that. Also, JFK files were released. I didn't get to read all 80,000 pages.
Well, they're still getting through it.
I mean, there's nothing.
And there's some interesting stuff. We just went through a bunch of it, but no bombshell, nothing, no smoking gun as to who actually assassinated him.
No. And it's kind of like, you know, theories that we already had, I think. You know, I already assumed it was the government. I don't know how other people felt about it, but we will talk about it. And then, of course, USAID, a judge saying and declaring that this is unconstitutional. I don't think it is. If you look back at, you know, Bill Clinton's administration in the 90s, he did something very similar. But this is where Congress has to act.
Yeah, and you look at it. Do you know which president made a former president in charge of rooting out government waste, fraud, and abuse?
Was it Obama?
It was Obama. Yeah. And he put Joe Biden in charge of waste, fraud. That's like the exact worst. That's like the Fox Garden hen house.
Yeah, that's probably why we have so much waste, fraud, and
right.
abuse.
All right, Kim is coming up next after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for that. Ivan Bates, 4 indictments yesterday of individuals who are just cold-blooded killers and murderers.
These allegations are shocking and disturbing, and the trauma inflicted upon these families and communities is real.
We're talking about executions. In one case, a family was coming home from a children's basketball game, and there was an argument apparently at the game, and this couple, Tavon Singleton and Cassandra McCray, shot and killed one of them execution style. And, of course, and there are others there, killing a grandfather in front of his children, and so on and so forth. These are just scum of the earth, pure unadulterated evil. And Bates says he asked for lengthy sentences.
My office is unwavering in our commitment to pursue lengthy sentences for those who inflict cruelty and violence on members of our community.
But they talk about the worst they can get is life in prison without parole until some Maryland do-gooder, bleeding heart judge or somebody, who knows, at the Supreme Court says, oh, that's cruel. Can't do a life in prison without parole. I think we need to bring back the death penalty in the state of Maryland. And I think we need to make it, you know, not just for law enforcement officers. And I think that there have to be, you know, aggravating, mitigating circumstances, what have you. But I think we need to show these people who have no fear. There's no respect for sanctity of life at all. There's no fear of, under the color of authority, someone wearing a uniform that just as soon kill you if you're wearing a badge or if you're not. And I think that's partly because they know that they'll get three hots in a cot for the rest of their their lives. And I think that's why we should look at that all over again. But we shall see. Who knows? All right, Kim Klasick is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.